This is the Don and Mike National Radio Show. Copyright 1994, Westwood One, Incorporated. No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written consent of the copyright owner. All rights reserved. A production of WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Hey, jerk. I listen to him all the way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Hey, jerk.
All right, now let's go through the tasks.
Hi, everybody.
Pre-show check.
Oh, we got us a crowd. Oh, my, do we have a crowd in Reno.
All right, let me see.
The door, we'll open the door.
My God.
All right. And, yeah, hit it, my friend.
Live from the El Dorado Hotel and Casino in the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada, it's the Don and Mike Snowball,
Oh, we don't even have to play the can of applause today.
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Steelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill,
see,
along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with Gambling Fever.
Speak for yourself there.
Today, a walking tour of the El Dorado Casino. Believe it or not, we will receive the keys to the city.
You're darn right.
The live version of low-budget Jeopardy. We pick the pros with Rudy Marsky from USA Today and the killer himself, Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's a shake it, baby. Shake it one time.
And as you can probably tell, plenty of fun Reno style.
Yeah, country style.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
As I look into this crowd, which looks like it could be at the opening of a new Walmart store, I hope it's something appropriate. What is it, my friend?
Today, herpes.
Well,
but enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old bad old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the ducks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound on the record machine. Go back the bus and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and dope. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 15. You know his face, it's all so jolly. So let's start to swing and let's start to swing. Here comes the guy with the record to play.
And thank you from the heart of my bottom, listening to this frequency wherever you are. Mike?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Cher.
Hey.
Hey, Booze.
Hey.
Hey, D. Hey, Porn.
Hey.
Hey, you people.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening. It's me, your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not sad.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Let me start today's show as we do every day. Let me thank you a big old buttload for listening. Today had Dolly G with every day on all the fine stations and all the fine cities. Here it is right here. You see this baby? TV 119. That's right. Got the list of the stations right there. I'll be bringing it up to my room later tonight.
Oh.
Thank you for listening in all 40 cities. There he is to my right and to your left, Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
And now there's Mommy. There's the beauty of Sherry Licker. Hi, Cher.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Sherry.
Great to see you, and hello to everybody. We are live at the Cabaret Lounge inside the El Dorado Hotel and Casino in downtown Reno, Nevada.
Man, it is the middle of the day, and Diana was saying, you know, these people took off work or they're out of work. Either one. I'm not sure.
Well, again, let's do a quick check here. How many of you took the day off work to come join us today, huh? Ah, beautiful. You guys are great. And how many of you are collecting unemployment right now?
Don't be shy now.
Come on now. Lost all your money gambling.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, our show is heard out here on KPLY in Reno every day from noon until 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we are pleasantly surprised by the incredible turnout we have here today.
This is great.
We hope that you will all stay for the whole show. Have a good time with us. We're going to get to meet you. We will be doing Jeopardy today. We're going to be doing a walking tour of the lounge. We're going to be actually talking. You know who we are going to be talking to today is the guy, Glenn... Yeah.
Glenn Carano.
Yeah, well, listen, we met the guy. He's okay.
Yeah, we were just talking with Glenn for about 20 minutes, and he's a good guy.
However, if you were to read the local newspaper, I'm going to start with this before we even get to the story of our trip out here.
Once again, the print people have had their way with us.
Now, unlike the TV people, though, how many of you were here for the fabulous press conference that we had about an hour ago? This is so incredible.
This guy down front of me, you're into it. You are. How many were here for the first time?
All the Reno TV stations showed up, and I got to tell you, I was flabbergasted. Well, three of them, that's all you got, right? They were actually asking us questions like we were guys who knew what was going on.
Yeah, we're not used to that.
Oh, it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was funny. So the TV people have been great. Of course, all of the people from KPLY have been exceedingly nice.
Yeah, right here at the El Dorado, a good group here, real nice people. Everybody's psyched to have us here, and we're psyched to be here.
Oh, and we do want to thank our friends at KPLY, and they didn't give me a list with their names that have the PV119. That would be Stu, the general manager. Sir, listen, I know you're a vocal fan.
Look at you again.
It goes against the laws of nature for you to applaud to the general manager.
Right.
He is a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
He is a lizard, although he does not fit the mental picture that I had of him.
No, he doesn't, but, you know, he's dressed kind of casual. He's trying to, you know, create the illusion today, but rest assured, he will be the last one to leave, and when he leaves, he will slide out on his belly, leaving a snail trail behind him.
You ever see that Cheech and Chong movie? You ever see that Cheech and Chong movie where Stacy Keach was smoking the pot and he turned like into a lizard?
Mm-hmm.
You know that big tongue that came out of his mouth?
Right.
That's you, Stu, baby. Stu Colton, our general manager, Bob Ramsey. The program, sir.
Please me up.
Please keep it in your pants, sir. Bob Ramsey, we want to thank him. Terry, the promotions director, Scott, who runs our show out here. Another Scott, who's a sales guy. Dee Dee, who runs the front desk, and Rick, who is the chief engineer. You're Rick. Hi, Rick.
And Stu's wife, Kim, is here. Remember, you were going to meet Kim.
Oh yeah, we were going to meet.
Oh yeah, where's Kim?
Where is she?
Is she? Is this her?
Bring her to me. Wow.
You see her looking at Stu right now going, God, please, God, no, don't. Don't let them touch me.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for coming here.
We are elated to be here. So what are you doing after the show today?
Well, I have to get my daughter ready for prom.
Oh. You know, whenever you throw the kids in there.
Right, yeah. I was hoping.
Yeah, you were counting on that one.
My daughter's getting ready for the prom.
Well, we married, and I'm a wife.
I don't really
have
a daughter, but I thought we did that.
You don't have a daughter. So, you will be making love to us later tonight?
Well, what time is the show over at 4?
The show is over at 4, and I can guarantee you, my wife will attest to this, you will be done by 4:05.
Be great. So you might want to think about 3:45. You know, eat about 4 Valium and have a scotch and soda, and you'll be all ready for it.
Okay. Come on. Mine's on the way.
All right.
Okay. Nice to see you, and thanks to all of our friends here at KPLY. Now about the newspaper. Boy, I don't know what the deal is here. I get the copy of the Reno Gazette Journal this morning in Sierra Life, and there we are again, right on the front page. The headline says, "Break a leg, boys."
Mm-hmm.
Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. Radio talk show host Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, broadcast the Don and Mike Show noon to 4 today at the El Dorado Hotel Casino. They did just that Thursday. The bad boys of radio weren't happy that General Manager Stu Colton... Stu Colton of KPLY, which airs them locally, booked El Dorado executive Glenn Carano for Pick the Pros, a feature in which they talk about the weekend's football games. Oh, excuse me, we're getting a close-up now from the television station. Hi there.
Sexy smile,
Don. There it was, just for a second, my sexy smile. Much like my dog's smile. They made an on-air call to Colton Thursday and said Carano would not be welcome because they were doing the football segment with singer Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'll just tell you about everything.
Then they made disparaging remarks about Carano and his ancestry.
Oh, come on.
Please, we made a couple of mafia jokes. Are you kidding me? And didn't we say that we respect and love the members of organized crime in the United States of America?
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, let me ask right now, are there any hitmen out there tonight? Are there any wise guys in the audience?
Right, show of hands. A show of hands. Anyone? Anyone?
Right down front in the Raiders shirt.
How are you? We love your work.
Free drink for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, put the shades on.
You're all right.
Colton explained that Carano, a backup quarterback for the Cowboys from 77 to 83, knows football, but the Bully Twins weren't buying it.
Oh, come on.
They told me they set these things up weeks in advance, Colton said. They do them with people like Jerry Glanville and Howie Long from Fox. Colton didn't mention to the declaiming duo that Carano, marketing director of the new Silver Legacy Hotel Casino, happens to be the son of El Dorado owner Don Carano.
Mm-hmm.
But when a Reno listener called to fill them in, they fretted on the air that they would leave Reno with broken knees. Glenn could not be reached for comment. Colton said that Carano is still scheduled to host today's broadcast at the El Dorado.
Now, you tried to explain that a little earlier, right? You tried to say that when you said host, you meant that they're just welcoming us here,
he
right?
said that he was misquoted by the local paper. Now, listen, let me tell you something about this guy, Glenn. We met this guy. He's a nice guy. He's a personable fella. You know, I'm a jock sniffer, and he spent the last 20 minutes telling me stories about the Dallas Cowboys that I love.
Oh, he told you that Newhouse story, that Robert Newhouse story.
Oh, you know what I love? When he talks to me like I know what's going on, when he says, we ran this play. It was a trap 34FB.
Right.
We run it to the left side. We get Bucks to pull out, and Newhouse runs right through.
You got excited. You could hardly stand up after he told you that.
I could not stand up, as a matter of fact. If you saw Roseanne the other night, perhaps you know what I'm talking about. Did they see that? Yeah, with the little boys. Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
Is that happening to you right now, sir? Curious. Maybe a nice bumpy bus ride over here, and now... just haven't been able to get it together since.
So listen, this guy is a very nice, personable guy, and we did invite him to come on and say hello. The only point we made is that we like to book our own guests for the show. We know that Stu would be a little pushy there.
Stu, just, you know, displaying that media savvy, much like the fired Surgeon General with this situation. He did real well with that one.
And incidentally about that, who has to be taught how to masturbate?
I learned I'm self-taught.
As am I. And can I tell you something? I think I'm pretty good at it.
I'm great at it.
I have never had, just let me say, I have never not been able to get the job done.
And it's wonderful.
You?
Never. Never had a problem with it. Well, maybe one time.
Oh, well. Could it have been last night?
Yeah, that might have been. You know, a lot of wine on the plane.
A lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in the next break, I'm going to tell you, I counted the number of drinks that Mike had.
Oh, don't be foolish. I didn't have that much to drink.
You didn't? Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I know I did.
So this guy, Glenn, he's a nice guy. He kind of got caught in the middle between the guy from the newspaper and our pushy general manager. So then there's another article about us in the paper today that also refers to this guy.
Another wonderful piece showing how wonderful we are.
This one says, Big Boys. Being joyfully insane, carefree, and happy-go-lucky, I never listen to the Don and Mike show. Yet folks who haven't already heard will want to know that these naughty guys are to broadcast live from Reno today. Don and Mike will air noon to 4 at the El Dorado Cabaret, broadcast live on 40 stations, including KPOY. Don and Mike are easy to recognize. Each is a chunky Casey Kasem lookalike with puffy cheeks and Santa Claus guts, Casey Kasem. Their voices are similar to Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh,
it's not funny, it's just true.
Yeah, that's an accurate. Hi, fueled, Regis. Hi, how are you, Regis?
Fueled only by hot air, their English show usually airs from Fairfax, Virginia. Today's guest star will be Glenn Carano. There it is again. An El Dorado executive who serves backup for the Cowboys. Anyone who attends should be forewarned. Potty jokes are part of their comedy fare.
That's true.
Which some listeners consider humorous. Now, this is this guy again, Wayne Melton, and he is here in the crowd, and I tell you what, he wants the exposure that a national radio show can bring him, and
absolutely,
we're not going to give it to him.
That's right.
We're not going to bring him up here.
Burn him.
We're getting ugly here at the El Dorado. But just let me say, how many of you saw his picture in the newspaper today? This guy, Wayne Melton? You have got a hell of a nerve making fun of the way we look. Okay? That mongoloid?
That is a photograph that says, I'm in the bathroom with the door locked, okay?
Maybe mom fell down a flight of stairs.
And you probably weren't self-taught, but now you're compulsive about it. You probably do it while you're typing into your computer.
He didn't need to be taught, Mike.
That's right.
He learned it at an early age. But listen, he's here, and we're not really sure why he's here, except that he loves the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask everybody, please, ignore him. He's the wormy guy sitting at the bar wearing a silk shirt.
Could I have another Shirley Temple, please?
Just remember this. You reach how many people in your newspaper column every day? How many people? 100? 200? We got 4 million people listening to us right now. 4 million! We will not allow you to share our spotlight. We will not. As a matter of fact, can we have him thrown out? Can we? Can we have
been thrown out.
Would you like them to be thrown out?
I think they would, Mike.
I think you'd like them to be thrown out, wouldn't you?
Oh, this would be a great way to start the show.
You know, a guy that thinks we're full of hot air, he doesn't belong here.
Then we look like Santa Claus and we sound like Kathy Lee Gifford. There goes Diana talking to the security guys right now.
Right, and these are casino security guys. The good guys. That's right. Hey, the crowd's getting unruly. I love it.
Get them, boys.
Casino security. Get those casinos. The kind of guys that say,
"You're overextended, sir."
Excuse me, but Don and Mike have requested that you leave the building.
We would like you to go quietly. Would you please go quietly?
I think you've got enough material for the next column you're going to write about how ugly we are and how fat we are and how you can't get enough of our show. So do it, baby. Just get out of here.
Just leave. Wait.
Come on, leave.
You don't like us. We don't like you.
Nobody wants you here. You're trying to cash in on our fame, and it ain't going to work.
Get out of here.
It ain't going to work. Go ask your daddy to give you another job.
Are you leaving? Is that a wave goodbye?
You know, at least...
Is that a wave goodbye?
Yeah.
At least my daddy didn't buy me this radio station.
That's right. That's right. The security guy.
Who's the security guy? Jimmy Stewart, for God's sake?
Hey, let's get this on TV. Let's get those guys from the ABC station to get this. Beautiful. Oh, this couldn't be working out better.
He's causing a disturbance.
This couldn't be working out better.
This is great. This is a nice cowardly way we like to do it, too. We're about 400 feet away from the guy.
Just going, yeah, do it. Yeah, yeah, pick him up. Yeah, throw him, beat him up. We want to thank the stations that are here. Channel 2, CBS, Channel 4, ABC, Channel 8, News Channel 8, and also Channel 21, Fox Television. We want to say hello to Brent and Jimmy from Fox. They will be here all day, filming all day. So look for yourself on Fox 21 tonight.
You'll be on the TV.
Now, Diana is negotiating. Diana, we're serious. Can't we have him thrown out?
What's he saying, Diana? Are you leaving? Are you waving goodbye? Or are you just waving? That's the second time you've done that kind of
thing. Hey.
You a weasel? You a weasel boy, you? Hold on, here comes Diana. Hi, Dee.
Hi, well, Larry, our security guard, had to have approval from his higher-up Woody, so now he went to get Woody, but now I went to Wayne and said, listen, just out of courtesy to yourself before the crowd turns on you, I suggest maybe you go, and he said, I'm okay, I won't cause a problem, and I explained that I wasn't concerned about him causing a problem, I was concerned for his safety.
You're very...
The crowd would turn on him.
Your very existence causes a problem.
So it might be 5 more minutes of his presence.
Oh, look at this guy. What a smart ass this guy is. Look at him just waving at us. You big dick. Get out of here.
Come on, no one wants you here. No one wants you here. If you hate us so much, what are you doing here?
That's a good question. Answer the question.
If you hate us so much, what are you doing here? If we are such nothing news, why are you writing about us 3 days in a row and you're here covering us again?
Good question. Do you have an answer? You don't have an answer.
He's just pointing at us.
He's just waving and he's pointing.
Pointing.
All right.
You know, my daddy didn't buy me this radio station. Are you aware of that? Oh, is that a low blow now? Oh, yeah, look how we got him. He's playing with his collar a little bit now.
He's saying it with signs.
All right.
Hey, you guys look like Kathy Lee Gifford and Santa Claus. That'll show them. I'll go write that in the newspaper today.
I'm going to let them say all that they want to say during their show, and then I'm going to get back to my terminal. I'm going to get back to my computer terminal.
Daddy, can I have some more grape juice?
Please, sir, can I? Daddy, I'm going to write another call about Donna Bank. I know I've written about him all week, but I want to write another call. Please. Please, Daddy. Can I have some chocolate pie, please?
Well, listen, can we get an answer here before we have to break for commercials?
I'm sure you're all wondering.
Oh, now listen. Now we have got a very fired up crowd here today.
Petty? You bet we are.
Oh, we are. Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're the most petty guys you'll ever find.
Yes, we are. We like to think that this is the biggest. You folks, you tell me. Our coming here to do the show, is this the biggest thing that's ever happened to Reno? Ever? And we demand the respect that we so richly deserve.
Now he's excited. Now they got a camera going over.
Oh, yeah. There goes the TV camera.
Yeah, this is what I really wanted. This is my chance. This is my chance.
Yeah. Is he taking notes right now?
He's writing now.
You know what he's writing down? I hate Don and Mike. I hate Don and Mike.
They can talk all they want about me. Boy, am I going to say bad things about them.
I'm
going to
tell my daddy. Daddy. Yeah, where's our guy, Glenn Carano? Where's our new friend, Glenn Carano?
I got it. This guy's young, yeah. My goodness.
Hey, come here, sir. Come here. Hey, you crazy man. Come here for a second.
Put the bottle filled with Prozac down for a second.
Come here for a second. Let's meet this guy to start the show.
All right, look at that.
Hey, what's your name, my friend? What's your name?
Dwayne.
Dwayne, where are you from?
Reno.
Dwayne, thank you for listening to the show. We do appreciate it. Now, what are you screaming about?
Well, what do you think? What do you think? We get Stu or Bob or somebody to hit coming and send him out of here.
Have you been mainlining Jolt Cola all morning or what?
Now, they do serve booze here. They do serve booze around the clock.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, there you go. Let's hear it for alcohol.
Yeah.
What has been your drink of pleasure today?
Well, it's called Reno Water, but when you're an attorney, you got to come and relieve somehow.
You're an attorney?
You're an attorney? I'm afraid we're going to have you thrown out also.
You're really an advance.
I don't know which we hate more, newspaper reporters or attorneys.
Well, here, maybe this will help you guys.
All right.
How many attorneys have got one of those?
Oh, he's got his dynamite 4 hours on card. Beautiful. No, you're okay. Are you an ambulance chaser? What do you do?
Come here, trial attorney. Be a trial attorney, please.
Bankruptcy, domestic violence.
All right, are you one of the guys that runs ads on TV?
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you run around in front of a jury like that, I'm sure you win a lot of cases.
Hey, swear to God! I swear to God, he's guilty!
Hey, you're a great guy. Listen, hey, let's give this guy a chair. Let's come up here. Come on up here. Get a seat up here.
The seat of honor. The seat of honor.
Come join us right here in this big wicker chair.
Get any beverage you want, counselor.
You want some Diet Cherry Coke?
Oh, awesome.
I got some Diet Cherry Coke here.
Now I got a better view of them. That's good. I can see you in court. I object. Why, counsel? Hey, I don't know.
Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a good time. Enjoy your beverage. Enjoy your beverage.
He's a good guy. Right?
Yeah. And every once in a while, we're going to pick someone else out of the crowd and bring them up and let him sit in the seat of honor. Oh, you got more Diet Cherry Coke? Hey, listen, your time in the seat is up. Come on up here, Diet Cherry Coke, guys.
Thank you, counselor. Thank you for being with us. Hope you enjoyed your stay in the seat of honor.
There he goes.
That was wonderful.
Oh, and Mike, look, it looks like golf balls also.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What is it?
Chocolate pie!
My card is broken. Don't do that to me. You said golf balls.
I saw a box. I didn't know it'd be a chocolate pie.
I got all upset. I thought it was golf balls. We just talked about
it. Hey, have a seat, my friend.
Hey, that's a good looking chocolate pie.
That's a Sara Lee chocolate pie. What's your name, huh?
My name's Phil.
Hi, Phil. Where are you from?
Here. My sister Christy is here, the one who got fired from KOZZ. She's here, too.
I don't
know. On your show, remember?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Would you like to come up and sit with him?
Yeah, let's. Right. Come on up. Sit with your sister. That's your sister?
Right. Well, we've only got one seat. All right, you're out of there. We got to put the sister.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you enjoyed your time in the seat. Your sister gets the seat.
Come on, Donnie G, please.
Now, I remember you. You worked at another station in Reno. You called us up one day. You said how much you loved our show. And they fired you, like, the next day, right? Is that what happened?
Exactly.
Now, are you working in radio now?
No. Didn't we, hire
didn't we try to hook you up with Stu at this time? At that time when you got fired?
No, it was at Josh.
Oh, it's Josh. Hey, Stu, baby.
Stu, major peer group pressure thing happening to you right now.
Stu, now listen. This is great PR for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about offering this gal a job right now? Right now. Offer her a job. How about just a weekend shift, Stu? What did you do? Were you a DJ? You're a DJ. What was your DJ name?
Christy Critter.
Christy Critter with you, everybody.
Oh.
On the Christy Critter Show.
Oh.
Yeah. Candy Cane will be by later today.
Pizzeria going up with the overnight shift.
And Pixie Six will be here, too. So, listen, do you think you got a place for her, Stu?
How about if we just gave her a T-shirt for starters?
No, Stu. Stu, listen, don't you have, like, even a weekend board op thing? Don't you?
We may.
No, no.
We for may. You? Yes, Don. For you?
Yes. No, no, not for me. For her. For the people of Reno.
The answer is yes, Stu.
Yeah. Come and see me, Christy.
Come and see me.
Ah. All right, Christy. Wonderful. Listen, we hope you do get a job. We'll talk to Stu to make sure that he takes care of you. Stu, this is called good PR.
Yeah.
This is called good PR.
And just for future reference, Stu, the way the real savvy general managers do it, they say, yeah, any job she wants, and then, you know,
and when we leave town, then you tell her she's SOL.
That's right.
But for today, you come off like the good guy. So, if she calls you, mm-hmm. She'll call you.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll call him, right? You promise?
Yeah, I do.
You do classic rock.
Was that the program director said?
You'll do classic rock.
Hey, the program director, did you get a speaking of Joe Cola, did you get a whiff of that guy?
How are you? We're happy to have you here. You guys are doing a great job. We're really happy. It's great to have you here. How are you doing?
I want to start your show fantastic because you're here. We're running here. Listen, we promote your 1-800 number and your fax number. I don't know if you guys currently do it. Man, your show's crazy.
Super crowd out here. Did you see the line? Yeah, it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. You're going to have a good time.
There he is. Hey, let's get a word from him. Let's get a announcer in 30 seconds. Tell us why our show is the greatest radio show on the planet.
Yo.
Here's the program director.
Okay, Don and Mike, one of the big reasons, of course, for the show to be so successful is you guys have so much good interaction.
Yeah,
you walk the leading edge without stepping into the violence of the FCC fine. That's always important.
Yeah.
Another good reason, of course, behind that is the fact that you have wild, zany antics on the air. Audience interaction. Audience interaction. That's the key.
Hey, look at the clock. You're 30 seconds.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, there's
Diana, just... help me out.
Hold on. Excuse me. I'm going to change the subject. I see security guards. Are they kicking them out?
Yeah.
Are they kicking out the guy from the newspaper?
Are they bringing in a radio or something?
That's the police.
It's the police. Even better.
Oh, good. The police.
I want that man arrested. I want that man in leg irons. Well, Diana, hey, can we work on that during the break?
Yeah, they're working on it. They have to, there's like a whole bunch of higher-up people that they have.
Yeah, because basically that bar stool is being taken up by somebody who might like the show, you see.
Yeah, he's taking the spot of someone who might be here who enjoys our phone. Oh, there he is waving again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll just stay and stay and stay.
Because you love it, darn. This is the closest you're ever going to get to being famous right now. Being called a dick on our show. This is the closest you're going to get to being famous.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
Simon, he's saying it with Simon again.
We're going to break for a commercial break. When we come right back, we do want to tell you, man, did we have a trip out here last night. as per usual, you know, we can't just get on a plane, and it's like 4 hours from Washington to the West Coast.
Mm.
It took us 7.5 hours to get here. Plenty of tomfoolery and hijinks, and someone, I don't want to say who, but someone set a new world record for the amount of vodka tonic that he had. Oh, have you guessed who it is?
Hi, how are you?
And then when he got to the hotel, he lost all his money gambling.
I'm afraid to fly.
I don't like flying. I have vodka tonic.
Yeah, I don't like to fly. You had a lot of them.
I know. I
and you had wine.
I had wine and
you had about two bottles of wine.
I was scared.
As a matter of fact.
Scared to fly.
We're going
to
take a quick break. Thank you all for coming. We're very glad that you're with us live from Reno. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. It's a one-way, non-stop ticket to Thrillsville, USA, baby. The Don and Mike Show.
You see how we do that? Now we're back on the network.
Right.
We're live from Reno.
Diana is juicing.
On great radio stations across America, like the WGTV, Long Island, WJFK, Baltimore, 92.1 KYBG, in Denver. And as I mentioned before, our show is heard here in Reno on KPLY, K-Plus. We're heard every day from noon to 4. And in case you don't know the history of us in Reno, I guess our show started how long ago? 8 months ago here on another station.
Mm-hmm.
And the station was... They changed the format.
Jaw.
In large part, an effort that was led by the guy from the newspaper. And incidentally, have you noticed he was kicked out?
He was thrown out.
He is not here anymore.
He didn't belong here, and we're glad he's gone.
So our show was canceled, along with all the other shows that the radio station was running.
Sure.
And it's only because we have such great fans out here in Reno that they got on the horn. They called KPLY.
Yep.
And they picked our show up right away, so we want to say thank you. We do appreciate that.
It didn't take much time for us to realize how great the folks out here in Reno were. We started taking calls from Reno, and you know, we knew right away that we had a great group of folks out here, and now it's proven with all these great people that are here today. We're glad to be here.
And you know what? I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but AM sucks, and our last show was on FM,
mm-hmm.
and now our new station, we're on AM, and we know AM sucks, and we know that you know it sucks, and we want to thank you for listening to our show, and Stu has promised us that if we get the Arbitron ratings on the AM, then he'll put us back on the FM.
Yeah.
Right, Stu? So tell everybody. So tell your friends. And hey, everybody, just 2 hours away in Sacramento, we're coming your way Monday. We'll be doing the show live from the Big Stack. We'll be at, is it McGee's?
McGee's Grill.
McGee's Grill. Thank you, Diana. And we will be playing Strip Trivia Monday in the Big Stack. Now, look at this, man.
The gifts. We are being showered with gifts up here.
We want to tell you about our trip out here. Then we're going to do like a in-person phone scan. We'll send Diana out in the crowd, like Phil Donahue with a microphone.
to say hi to everybody, and I've been told that there's all kinds of gifts. I guess we're going to get 20 or 30 chocolate pies today.
Oh, nothing like chocolate pie. We'll eat them all weekend.
We just got one here from Mark Ashworth, who's president of ANA Productions, a big old chocolate pie.
Oh, man, look
at
that.
We do want to thank him.
All right.
I'm not sure who brought this up. Oh, but, man, will this look beautiful on my wall at home. Look at this. It's the original poster from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Isn't that beautiful?
Hey, bud, let's party.
Hey, what's your problem?
And you know, there's another movie that we talk about a lot on the show, and it's kind of an obscure movie. A lot of people haven't seen it, but it's called The King of Comedy.
Oh, Jerry Lewis, yeah.
Oh.
You ruined it, Mike. And we don't know who gave us these wonderful posters. It's you. Thank you, my friend. You're much too nice. Hey, y'all didn't have to bring stuff. All we ask that you bring is Diet Cherry Coke. And also a few golf balls for Mike.
And I really need them.
I want what? I'm sorry?
Let me know your request. I work in a theater. I can get you some. I'm trying to find that Pulp Fiction. Okay?
Oh, yeah. We'd love that, too. Well, listen.
And the Puppet Master. I think I have that, too. Have it on file.
The Puppet Master. Well, thank you for all the nice stuff. You certainly didn't have to bring stuff down for us. So yesterday, we leave Washington at about 4:30, yep. Our time.
Had a little truncated show yesterday so we could get out here to Reno.
And we are on the way to the airport, Dulles Airport. It's about 45 minutes away. Our plane left last night at 6 o'clock. Well, by the time that everybody arrived at the airport, I had been told that Mike, now let's see if we can keep count here. Mike had 3 vodkas already in the car.
Well, a listener was nice enough to drop by a little Stolzenishtish.
Because he has this fear of flying.
Right.
Then we got on the airplane.
I shared those with Buzz. I just want to, you know, a partner in crime. I want to make this as painless as possible. So anytime anyone's sharing with me, I believe that was the last time anyone shared with me.
He doesn't like to drink alone.
That's right.
He had no problem with me. Once we got on the plane and we were sitting together, there were 2 more vodka tonics before the plane took off.
You're so lucky when you get on an airplane because I really wish I could do what you do. You can get on an airplane and immediately. I mean, the plane is taxiing out to the runway and you're the whole time.
But I was able to keep count. We're up to 5 now. I know you're trying to change the subject here.
No, I'm not trying to change. I had 150 drinks.
No, hold on a minute. Up to five. Then there's another one before dinner. That makes 6.
I was scared.
Then with dinner. Now, keep in mind, the plane is now 2 hours in the air. What is there to be scared about?
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the bottle of wine with dinner. That is 6 vodkas and a bottle of wine. Then back to visit everybody else at the back of the plane.
That's where I had a little problem.
And that is where another bottle of wine was involved.
Well, let me tell you what happened in the back of the plane.
I've been waiting to hear what happened at the back of the plane.
Well, here's the deal. I walked back, and Diana was sitting about in the middle of the plane. And I said hi to Diana, and then I walked back, and I talked to Buzz. And then I decided to come back and sit next to you. And as I was coming up the aisle, I thought I would do a little cute thing and grab Diana's book and close it real fast. You know, I do that occasionally. It's my idea of tomfoolery. So I walked up, and I see this book, and this book is being held out with outstretched arms. And I walk up to the book, and I just clap my hands and close the book. And I turned around to see Diana's reaction, and it wasn't Diana. It was a lady that was giving me this total look of horror, like there's a maniac on the plane. And I looked at her. I swear to God, this happened. I looked at her, and she was looking at me like, you incredible, horrifying idiot. What are you doing to my book? And that's when I came back to see you. I decided I might stay in my seat after that.
So you work your way back up. And might I tell you, I am knee-deep in that fabulous movie, Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Maybe if I'd watched Angels in the Outfield, it would have been better.
It's a real tearjerker. It almost made me want to drink watching that movie. You come back up,
right.
And you start talking to me. Then the stewardess, the waitress, she comes back over.
Right.
And she says, would you like a little more wine?
What a stupid question.
And at this point, I swear to God, this is the exact thing that Mike says to her. She says, would you like a little more wine, Mr. O'Mara? And he said, that was, that was the quote.
We had a kinetic energy. She was communicating. We were tracking. It was animal magnetism.
You did not.
No, we didn't. No.
You did not.
She kind of looked at me and went, huh? What?
And then I got to share that moment with the stewardesses when Mike turns his head away for a second and they give me the look like, oh, boy. And I look at them back and I go, oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
I'm not proud of my behavior.
Big time. And then there was a couple more on the way from Salt Lake City to here. But we arrive here. Everything is fine.
Right.
We get in the cab. And now this is the funniest part. Oh, before I tell this, let me give a credit to Diana. who says to the pilot, you know what, Diana's also afraid of flying. She didn't have 20 drinks like Mike does.
This was the funniest thing in the world. Two times it happened. We had a flight, of course, to Salt Lake City, and then from Salt Lake City right in here to Reno.
Diana will go up and introduce herself to the pilots before the plane leaves because she wants to check them out because she's also nervous about flying.
And not just say hi. I mean, she'll sit in the cockpit and talk to them.
Yeah, I don't introduce myself to them. I check them out.
And you know, on both flights, when the pilots get on and they say, hi, everybody, this is your pilot, Mortimer Snerd. Our flight coming to Salt Lake City is 4 hours. We'd like to say a special hello to Diana.
Our new friend Diana is flying with us today, and they did it twice.
Yeah, on both legs of the flight. So Diana gets mentioned. We finally get off the plane. We arrive here. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning our time. We're very tired, and we all hop in a cab. Now, I have already gone to a newspaper box, because remember yesterday's paper, there's a big picture of us on the front page of the paper. So I'm such an egotist, I find the newspaper box and I buy a copy of the newspaper. And I'm running around, I'm going, hey, look, it's us in the paper. We get in the cab, and Mike's still a little buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts with this cab driver named Pete.
Hi, Pete.
This guy, at first Mike says to him, what's the name of a good restaurant to go to in town? And what does the guy say? Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The guy says Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's where he would take his date.
That's right, his wife, wasn't it? He takes his wife to Taco Bell when he wants to take her out for a really nice meal.
Now, keep in mind that we're sitting in this... I'm sitting in the same cab with this guy. Mike turns on the overhead light and shows the guy this picture of us on the front page of the paper. And he says... And he points to my picture. And he says, have you seen this guy? We are looking for this guy. This man is wanted by the law. And he's looking at this cab driver. He's looking at this picture. Meanwhile, I'm looking at him right in the rearview mirror, and he's going to be going, no, I ain't seen him.
He's taking me seriously. Don's 2 inches behind his head, and I'm pointing to Don's picture, and I said, this guy is wanted by the law. We need to find him. Do you know this man?
And then you started the conversation with him about, what was it, the construction that they're doing here in downtown Reno?
You really expect me to remember what my conversation with him was about?
You know, you have an amazing talent when you get that way, when you get happy on the medicine.
That's right.
You can talk to someone seriously. What he's really doing is busting their chops. But they don't know. He's saying to this guy, he's saying, tell me about the construction in Reno. Now, are they going to build some kind of a tube where you can go from one casino to another?
Yeah, the secret to that is that you pretend you're really interested.
Well, you did a good job of it.
So, where are they going to build it? Here? Yeah, great. Okay. Show us where it is. Right. Okay, they're going to put the walkway there. Uh-huh. All right, now when's it going to be finished? Okay, well, I'll be back when it's finished. All right, great.
This poor guy, we are just laughing our butts off in the back of the car because all Mike is doing the whole time is just playing with us.
He still didn't track with me on that picture, though. He did not realize you were sitting in back of the car.
Even at the very end, we are standing outside, we're getting our bags out of the car, and Mike comes up again with the paper. Now, I'm standing right next to Mike, and he goes, we are looking for this man. Have you seen this man? He goes, No, I ain't seen him nowhere.
Gave him a nice sip, sent him on his way. Bye, Pete. Go to Taco Bell with your wife. Have a good time.
He was nice, though.
He was a very nice guy.
He was a good sport, and at that time, I thought that your evening was going to be over. We all retired to our rooms.
Oh, what a foolish assumption that was.
You came down and visited the casino?
Well, you know, it's no secret that I am the one that really enjoys the gambling more than anybody else on this show, and I was more excited about coming to Reno, Nevada than anywhere else in the whole wide world.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was psyched.
I heard, for those who are gamblers, I heard that the gambling here was the friendliest gambling, and I am used to going to places like Atlantic City, where you start to gamble.
Yeah.
You sit down and you start to gamble, and they say,
what do you want? Do you want to take a hit on that, sir?
And you're saying they're very friendly?
They're wonderful. They took all my money, but they were very nice about it. They were really nice. I mean, the lady, I think her name was Young or something like that, and she said, you know,
hello, I take your card. You're a very nice man. Dealer has 21.
There you go.
And do you know that this...
Truth, a lot of people experience the same thing.
This man, and I mean this from my ticker, man.
Yeah, man.
This man, I don't know how you do this. I awoke this morning, my usual time. I get up at Washington time. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Reno time.
Right.
Okay? So I'm outside. I'm doing my running. How many freaking homeless people are there in Reno? Are you homeless, sir? Well, you raised your hand. Are there a lot of them? I met every single one of them outside this morning. I'm not running outside again anymore. Mm-hmm. I get back to the room. It's now 7 o'clock Reno time. I think it's 10 o'clock real time. I'm going to call Mike, and this is where I'm going to get my supreme joy, because he's going to be 1 foot in the grave, going to be digging a shallow grave for him already.
Mm-hmm.
I call him up, and I go, hey, buddy, did you see the news about us in the paper? And damn it, if he doesn't go, hey, I sure did. How you doing, man?
All right.
I'm thinking,
I'm back. Good for you.
Great recovery.
I am thinking this is amazing. You must have some kind of a bionic liver.
I think it has to do with flying. It has to do with flying because I believe God knows that I have to recover when I drink when I'm flying.
Well, you did drink a lot, and my hat is off to you.
I had a beautiful experience. I was watching this great sunrise this morning when I woke up, and about 15 minutes, I realized it wasn't looking out the window. I was looking at a picture over the dresser. It was still rough at that point.
And, of course, all I can tell you about is the television, which is just fantastic. Or at least when I watched Head of the Class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that great show with Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Then I watched little Andy and Mayberry.
They had Andy? If you have Andy, you're all set with your cable system.
Andy and Mayberry. They see the Andy and Mayberry where the bad kid comes to town, and they're stealing tomatoes, and they're stealing apples, and they're break. Anybody watch Andy and Mayberry? Well, you know, how is it? You know, we talk about Mike having 25 drinks, and everybody is here going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I mentioned something nice and wholesome, like Andy of Mayberry, and you're all looking at me like I'm talking in Swahili.
Because it's a fun town. It's a nasty little town, but it's a fun town.
All right. So anyway, that's it. That was the day. But then we got up this morning. We had a little meeting. We met with Glenn, the former quarterback who runs this place, the El Dorado.
Yeah, and that's why we were so ticked off at that guy that wrote for the Reno paper, because Glenn's a real nice guy. We had a nice chat with him.
Yeah, and as it turns out, he didn't even read what was in the newspaper, and he didn't even know the things we said about him possibly being tied to the mafia.
Yeah, he's reading the article right now, and he's going, oh, gee, I had a nice conversation. Let me see the article. Have them killed.
I know, and he went to college here, right? He played at UNLV. Is that where he played? No? Did I say something wrong? Oh,
University
Las
Vegas. University of
sorry.
Nevada, Reno. University of Nevada, Reno.
And UNLV, that's bad? Las Vegas? Okay, Las Vegas, bad. Reno, good. All right, I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right.
Very nice. And now, listen, is everybody out there comfortable? Can we cram a few more people in here?
Are we doing okay?
Would there be anybody that's sitting down that would like to give their seat up for someone who's standing in the back? No, there wouldn't be?
Well, we got rid of that Wayne Melton guy, and that was a nice third seat. I'm
glad
to hear
that. Seat. We also want to say hello to the beautiful Budweiser girls who are here to act as our official emissaries today. Hi, Budweiser girls, and they'll be escorting us. I understand they'll be escorting us out of the hotel tonight.
Yeah, you said hi to the Budweiser girls, and this guy's waving, this big fat guy out there, and you're not a Budweiser girl. You scared me for a second.
That's the Bud Man. That's the guy.
He's the Bud Man.
That's the guy. We're going to break for commercials. Now, when we come back, we'll send Diana out with a microphone. So if you want to act like this is a phone scam, that's what we'll do. We'll take your calls. We'll take your live calls here. You got anything you want to say? We want to hear from you.
That's right.
Just stand on up. Please stay right there. We'll be right back from Reno.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls.
They can take a nothing day and suddenly make it seem worthwhile. Don and Mike.
Well, Diana, shoot your hand, please. Yeah, do some. Welcome, baby.
Great piecing, Diana.
You know what I am seeing as we look here in the crowd at the El Dorado in the Cavalry Lounge?
What? The El Dorado? What did I say?
The El Dorado. I am starved. I see a bunch of, I see the KPLY t-shirts, and I also see, like, here's a guy. Now, is that from our first Don and Mike Bowl or the second one? Are you from Washington? Because these are t-shirts from a baseball game that we play with NFL players every year to raise money for charity. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Sir, listen, this is like on Donahue. Please do not take the microphone from Diana's hand.
Well, she gave it to me.
No, she didn't. You took it from her. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Mike Brown. Now I say hello to my wife, Teresa.
And, Mike, where'd you get that shirt?
From my sister who took off.
Is she from the Washington area?
No, she's from Reno.
From Reno. Well, where'd she get the shirt?
I have that number you could call all over the country.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. Technology.
I thought we had people from Washington. And you ordered it the same way, sir? Okay, thanks.
All right,
now I follow.
That's great.
Now I'm with you. Oh, why? What else did you want?
With me.
Okay, yes, we're with you. Yes, we're with you.
I'd just like to say hi to Sherry.
Hi.
Okay. I love you, Sherry.
I love you, too.
Did you hear that? He liked that.
Chocolate pie.
I love you, Sherry.
Hey, let's just do a live phone scan here.
because we've got a whole bunch of stuff to get to. We want to be touring the casino in the next hour. We're going to get the keys to the city. Buzz has news. We want to play low-budget Jeopardy today with a couple of live people from the crowd. We're going to be picking the pros until they scab and bleed with a killer with Jerry Lee Lewis.
I am looking forward to that.
Let's just go through the crowd right now. And don't forget, please, tip your waiters and waitresses, huh? And if I'm king, every woman is going to be forced to wear a uniform just like these women are wearing here.
Yeah!
That is a beautiful uniform that the waitresses wear here.
That is such a nice look. I'm thinking of trying it on myself a little bit later on. And you will.
Here at the El Dorito.
You are hungry,
yeah,
huh?
I'm starved. Diana, who you got back there? Hello.
Yeah, hi. My name is Dennis, and I work for the... Yeah, and I work for the Postal Service.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Get under the tables.
And I'm a Vietnam vet, too.
So oh, anyway. My God.
So, but listen, the reason I'm here also is I have some presents for Don and Mike.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, we heard the thing where the Kit Kat Ranch outside of Carson City gave you some gift certificates. Well,
right.
We deliver mail over the the Mustang Ranch.
Can I tell you something? You know what my wife did? My wife went through my briefcase when I got home. And I was looking for that certificate, and she took it, and she ripped it up.
Oh, that's a shame. Well,
isn't that a shame?
Well, that's okay, though, because the Mustang Ranch, which is the number one ranch, said they would not be outdone, have given you two gift certificates in the envelope, plus T-shirts, condoms, and everything
else. Oh, Jesus, not again.
So I would like to point out at this time these are gifts we will be unable to accept.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give it listen, Charlie Boy, he'll get my wife on the phone right now because I know she's going to be listening. She's going to be very upset about this, and I want to tell her that I would not be using these.
We should give these to a listener.
There we go. Let's see what they said. Let's open these up. Yeah, we'll give them away. We'll give them away. Dear Don and Mike, welcome to Reno. Welcome to the world-famous Mustang Ranch. We do enjoy and appreciate your many fun comments related to our unique industry. Thanks for the support. Please accept this survival kit of fun Mustang Ranch souvenirs. The pleasure pass works just like cash.
Hello,
John.
If you don't care to personally explore the benefits of the pass, it will make a great conversation piece. You get it, piece? A lasting souvenir of what might have been. If I can be of any service when you're in the area, please give me a call. By the way, these $100 gift certificates are available here at the ranch for a special price of only $75. It's
wow.
A plug.
Boy.
It's a plug from a house of prostitution.
What a bargain that is.
They're having a sale. Tell your friends, please. And this comes from Joanne, who is the general manager of the world-famous Mustang Ranch.
And she gives a little gift bag with stuff in it, including a Mustang Ranch hat. There's a hat that says I'm a classy guy right there, isn't it?
Now, unlike the ones from the other place that had our names on them, these are totally anonymous. We have, there's your $100 certificate.
Now, possibly keep that.
At first, we must look to our engineer, Daryl. Guys, please. I wouldn't be interested in that.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, Daryl. You know, his nickname is Porn. You know why his nickname is Porn? You know, back at our radio station back in Washington, he's got like a library of dirty movies, and people come and check them out all the time.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was in there the other day, and I said, where is Gingerland's anal workout?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Did you call me just so I could hear that?
Oh, no. Listen, Hi. I called to tell you that I got another gift certificate and that I am not going to use it. I'm going to give it away right now. As a matter of fact,
worried about it until you called. I took another gift certificate. Did you know what I did with that one that I made you bring home from work so I could see that it was not going to be used?
Charity?
Yeah, I put it in Pop-Up's Christmas stocking.
Oh, she gave it to my father-in-law for Christmas.
All right.
Well, listen, Frida, do me a favor. Name any guy's name. Just the first name that comes on your top of your head. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris. Is your name Chris?
Hey, there are about 400 Chris's in here.
Hold on, I need the first Chris. Is that really your name? Then this guy right up here, right in front. You come in, bring me some ID, and I'll give you this. You didn't bring ID? I'm sorry. And Frida, listen, was that a mention about Chris Core? Is that why you said that?
Oh, I'll name another old boyfriend if you need me to.
No, we got a Chris here. Diana's checking out his ID right now.
Is he legit, Diana?
Hold on, we're checking it out. What's his name, please?
Christopher Paul. Yes, he is.
All right, then.
Good.
Chris, if you would please take this with my wife's best wishes.
I'm glad we're doing it to a listener and not to Daryl. You know, Daryl says on the air, Daryl says, no, no, I couldn't possibly. And then during the break, of course, he comes up.
Is there a chance I could have both of them?
Yeah, you know that. So listen, I gave it away. I gave it away again.
You and the dog are getting flea dipped when you get home, just to warn you. Just make sure.
I love you. I'll see you on Tuesday.
I love you, too. Be good.
Okay, I'm always good.
Huh?
Aren't I being good, everybody? Huh? Yeah. I'm being very good.
Okay, everybody, watching for me.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, honey. Now. Hello. Everybody? Huh? Yeah. I'm being very good.
Okay, everybody, watching for me.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, honey. Now.
Hello, dog.
Now, bye.
Would you like the special?
Are you going to be...
Hello there. Welcome to the Mustang Ranch, Tom.
Are you going
to
be...
Would you like the hot tub party?
Are you going to be giving yours away?
Yeah, I just gave mine to Daryl. Oh,
you gave it to Daryl.
Daryl, are you going to use that? You can't use it
on
the bike.
Let's give it to some guy.
Give me it back.
All right. Now, listen, how are you going to do? Are you going to name a name or what?
Yeah, the first person that comes to mind is... Rudy. Is there a Rudy here? Your name's Rudy. Do you have ID to prove it?
What?
Russ?
No, it's got to be Rudy.
Just like Rudy.
You got Rudy. Show him.
You got a Rudy,
but you also have to see Rudy's shirt.
What is Rudy's shirt? What does it say, sir?
Well, you want me to go up there?
Yeah, come on up here.
Come on. Oh, good. We really do have a Rudy. That's right there, Don.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. You got it right again. And, Mike, you're learning a lot about football.
Yeah, that's right. I got a good head on my shoulder.
Hey, I sent you some gifts from Hawaii.
Yeah, I got them on the strip there. They cost me $1.
Hey, Rudy, where are you from, sir?
Actually, Dayton.
And what do you do out here? What do you do here in the great state of Nevada?
I'm in a band.
You're in a band?
Oh, cool.
You're a musician?
Johnny Flip and the Cheaters.
Hey, I like that.
I
like to say hello to my kids, Paul and Sarah Rodarty.
You bet. Hi, kids.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Sarah. Hey, they'd be very proud of their daddy today. Their daddy just won a $100 gift certificate to a whorehouse.
And what is your shirt?
I thought of this myself.
All right.
It's a T-shirt that on the front it says, D.D. Skank says... Don and Mike kick X.
I like that.
Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
You remember that now? And you guys too.
All right, take your hat.
Thank you, Rudy.
Got to keep the hat, sir.
Thank you, Rudy. T.D. Skank was the general manager of our own radio station in Reno. Oh, hey, now look what I got.
I
got a pretty hat.
That's a nice hat.
Oh, and who doesn't want to drink their cup of Steamin' Joe out of a famous Mustang Ranch coffee mug?
Look at this, the Mustang Ranch. Mom, we passed the cream and sugar, please.
And I know that Frida will want to put this bumper sticker on the back of her car. So she's in carpool line.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Anybody want this shirt? Right here, there you go. That'll cause a riot in the crowd. Good catch, sir.
All right, there you go.
One more? There you go. Oh, and it's hysteria. It reminds me of a Who concert. People cramming their bodies together. Diana, stay right in the crowd, please. And you, lady with the blonde hair, you're going to be the first we come back, all right? Back from Reno after this.
Radio God. God and Mike.
That's the whole wacky crew live from Reno. Glad you're with us. On great radio stations like these across America, WKJD, Chicago, KGEO, Bakersfield, California, and Hot Pot KHPK, Northern California, Sacramento. We're coming to the Big Stack on Monday.
All right,
we want to see you, and I got to be honest, I don't know if we're going to get a reception in Sacramento like we have received today from the beautiful people of Reno.
These folks are great out here, and we feel wonderful. It's our first trip to Reno, and we're having a great time.
We couldn't be happier. They've turned up all the bright lights. I hope you all don't mind the heat, because we want to again welcome the TV stations Channel 2, CBS, Channel 4, NBC, Channel 8, ABC, and 21, Fox.
And now they're turning the lights up to the point of the sun.
So they're all on, so we can be on the TV. You know, the funniest thing happened there during the break. We're talking to everybody while the commercials are playing, and somebody screams out, "Where is Rob A?" Yeah, and that was you? And the funniest thing happens. We announce, Rob A is not here. And at first, there's one part of the crowd that goes, "Aw," and then there's another part of the crowd that starts going, "Yeah!" However, he is with us in spirit.
That's
Rob,
right.
Rob, are you back at the studio?
Yeah, hi.
There he is. There is Rob A.
Hello, you beautiful people.
Miracle of miracles, Rob A found his way to a microphone in the studio.
He's been manning it for the last hour, waiting for the chance to crack the microphone.
I've been scared to exhale.
A second ago, you were just saying, they're coming to me.
Well, Rob, we want to let you know that you do have some fans here.
And some enemies as well.
Where's the lady that wanted to see Rob at? Where is she?
Oh, look at that. Oh, hey.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
You say it was, what, a five-hour flight?
She wore her combat boots for you, Robbie.
Hey, just the way you like it, Robbie.
Let's fight.
My boyfriend wouldn't be happy about that.
Oh, well, you said the nasty word. Said boyfriend. You know, Robbie loves a woman in boots. He loves wearing his big Herman Munster boots.
But these aren't just boots. They're green boots.
You know, there's never been a boyfriend in the world that could stand in the way of the sexual power of Robbie.
Well, why didn't you bring it?
Well, listen, I'll put it to you like this, and I'll let everybody in the crowd decide. We had a choice. Of course, Mike and I have to come.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Diana who has to come. Buzz has to come. It came down to Sherry or Rabe. Now, if you are us...
I mean, no offense to Speedy.
No, not at all. But if the choice is Sherry Liquor or Rob Spiewak, who would you bring, huh?
And besides the fact that she beat me in arm wrestling.
Yeah, but would Rabe have his bra on?
No, Rabe does not wear that uniform anymore. Rabe's new uniform is his pilgrim suit.
Yeah, he wears the pilgrim suit all the time. You're not wearing a bra right now, are you, son?
Oh, no.
And you, ma'am, are you wearing a bra?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to share the size with us, would you?
It's an off day. The size?
Yeah, the size of the bra. You see, that's why there was that pregnant pause there. And all you heard was breathing.
Okay, we see that you are a woman who fills out a bra. And,
I do?
Yeah, well, it looks that way from here.
Yeah, unless it's bad lighting, it looks like you're really filling that bra out.
Don't come any closer.
No. Okay.
Not small talk. The size?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Please, answer the question.
A 38C.
Oh, yeah. God bless the United States. Hey, listen, have a chocolate pie.
Yeah, give her a chocolate pie.
Hey, give this lady the chocolate pie, Diana.
I did go and look for golf balls, and there are none on this block.
Oh, no.
And I won't give up my seat, but I'll give you some balls later.
and hey, I bet the favorites would be returning. And listen, it's nice to meet you. I do want to thank the good people at Swire Coca-Cola, who brought by like 8,000 cases of Diet Cherry Coke today.
They're all right.
They're big Coca-Cola distributors here on the West Coast. We want to thank them. Diana, let's get right back to the post of the credit.
Yeah, wait. I got somebody over here. That's okay.
We had a lady over here, but okay. Where are you at?
It's a guy.
Hi.
Where are you?
I brought your Valium. Brought your Valium.
Are you kidding? Come up here.
Oh, no.
Come up here right now.
No, he'll take you.
Can you tell that I need it?
He'll take them.
I need it.
Don't take them, please.
Unless you're planning to carry a whole wheelchair myself over everybody, like I am Zeus or Caesar, but I did bring your Valium.
Oh, all right.
Well, I want it.
I'll bring it to you.
All right, bring it up here. Bring it up here.
How about when you go up to the crowd, you get your butt back here, and then we can share them back here with everybody else.
Hey, all right. Great Friday down at Mike's show. Everybody got together and took drugs.
Well, you know, you have what you need to get through, and I have what I need to get through.
This is true.
We both find our solace in the bottom of a bottle. They're just different kinds of bottles. That's all. Well, thank you. Listen, was he kidding, Diana?
Okay. All right.
I'll check you out then, my friend.
I predict a personal visit from Mr. Geronimo in the next commercial break.
And you, hi, lady.
Hi, I'm Diana.
Hi, Diana. Hi.
And I brought gifts for everybody.
This is great. Are you all aware that we didn't expect you to bring gifts, that we wanted you to show up?
We love you.
Oh, you're much too nice.
We have some food for Rabe and some raspberry for Skimpy, since that's what his request was, and some beer and chocolate for Sherry.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Beer
and
chocolate.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Jenny has some stuff
in mine. Oh, wow. Well, listen to this. All these
are great. This whole show just sitting back and getting gifts. This is like a dream come true.
So who do you want us to start with?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at this now. Hey, look, we should get a little basket full of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm going to cry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hey, I got some of these things. I love these things. These champagne party poppers.
Pull it.
Ow. I almost blew my finger off. I pulled it the wrong way.
Yeah, that'd be a ratings grabber, wouldn't it?
Blow my finger off on the air? There you go.
Oh.
Hey, look at that. And there's the smell of fire in the air.
Keep going.
Hey! What, you got any bottle rockets in there?
Sherry, you got some.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Man, look at the size of this pencil. Man, am I going to get some revenge with a pencil.
Oh, no.
Man, am I going to get... Look at the size of my pencil.
My God.
You're very sweet to bring us all this. Sherry, what
Sherry,
do
it. Oh. Sherry, do it.
No! Sherry! Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Sherry!
What is
we
that?
Gave that
crazy
all
string.
I wrote it for you.
Silly string.
It's crazy. Oh, it for
all right.
It's too late.
This stuff is fantastic. Who wants a souvenir from the Don and Mike show, huh? There you go. Out into the crowd some silly... Hey, Sherry. Sherry.
Oh! Sherry, that was for you. Thank you.
Everybody covered a silly string. Bye.
Jerry Gag.
Oh, that is great. Hey, how about the guy from the TV station? There you go. You try that on for size, huh? Hey, lady, you're very nice.
Thank you. That's great. Man, I just can't get rid of this cold.
Oh, you're too nice to bring all this stuff. Hey, thank you. We do appreciate it. Very, very much.
You know, that really upsets us because we gave that to Sherry, Rabe, Diana, and Stempy to do on you and Mike and...
Hey, isn't it kind of funny?
Over there.
I'm the only one that didn't end up with the stuff
you know,
on me.
You know, amazingly so, but...
Kind of funny.
All right.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
All right. Spew your stuff on me. Go ahead.
If you got to spew into this.
All right. Oh, well, it's all very nice. You couldn't expect that I wouldn't do that, though. You got another can of a Sherry?
Go ahead. If you would like to, Sherry,
would you like to mail us both?
Go ahead. I want to remind you, I got most of it before.
Go ahead, Sherry. I'm ready. I'm ready to take this ring.
In his mouth. Right in his mouth.
Okay, does that make you happy now? That make you happy now?
Jesus.
This is turning into one giant carnival, isn't it? What a show. What a show this is. We got fireworks and we got silly strings. Are you happy now, lady? I got all over me. Thank you very much.
Now, would there be...
Oh, there's more of those.
Sorry,
more of those sound effects.
Hey, it's blue candy cane.
More of those... What are those things? Champagne poppers?
I think they're champagne poppers. Oh, it's a fake chip. Oh, now that was a dirty trick. I looked in it, it was a $100 chip, and I started having palpitations.
They're candy, Mike. I think
candy.
They're candy.
Are
see
they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're candy.
Chocolate?
They're chocolate.
They're chocolate chips.
Chocolate candy.
All right.
Hey, who else in the crowd wants to say something?
I've got somebody back here, Dee.
Hi, you in the back? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, baby. I'm Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Well, welcome to Reno, but I'm disappointed. I'd never seen you guys before, and in my mind's eye, I thought that Mike looked like number one on Star Trek.
Are you kidding me?
No, really. That's how I picture you in my mind.
I look like number one on Star Trek from 3 Mile Island.
And, of course, I look like number two.
No, you're not. I thought you would.
Thank you.
Very beautiful.
Sherry's beautiful. I want to hear this insult progress.
Let me hear this now.
And Buzz is a pleasant surprise. I thought that he would look like that guy on Laughing a long time ago that used to go Burbank, you know.
Oh, Gary Owens?
Yeah.
Gary Owens.
Gary Owens. And Morgan was
so here we are. You guys are good.
Well, thank you. Nice to see you, Peggy.
Oh,
there you go. There's a popper for you.
Yeah, right here, Peggy. Isn't she marvelous? Right there. Yeah, fire.
Hey, hi. Diana, one more real quick, and then we've got a break for commercials. Hi, my friend.
Hi, Don.
Hi, what's your name?
Dean Robinson from Carson City.
Is anybody else scared of this man? I am scared. Hello, Dean.
How's it going, Dean?
I would like to have Sherry.
You will have to stand in line for that, sir.
I got one for you, Dean. There you go. There's another one for
with
you.
With complete silence, cackle for my wife, Lee Robinson.
Excuse me?
Sherry, I'd like to hear her laugh.
Could you cackle for this man's wife?
You'll have to make me laugh first.
We could be here a long time, yeah.
Dean. Hey, that was almost a cat.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I like that.
There's some string for you, Dean.
All right.
Okay, Dean. Get away from Dean, Diana.
Run
for your life. One more. Talk to that guy right there. Hi, what's your name?
Brandon from Reno.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for coming to that.
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas from everybody at Airborne Express.
Oh, Airborne Express. You got it. Now,
thank you.
Did you take off work to come down, or you're working right now?
They think I'm at work.
I want to ask you a question. Did you listen to our show when we were on the other station?
I listened to that station before you guys came on, and I listened to you the whole time.
Right. Beautiful. So you found us on our new station?
You bet.
Thank you. God bless you. We do appreciate it. Would there be anybody else? Because we got to get out in the casino. We got to... Oh, Diana, get all the way to the back, please. I see a guy in a Santa Claus hat way in the back there.
Oh, he looks like he's having a good time, doesn't he?
Let me ask again. Would there be anybody in the front who would like to give up their seat for someone in the back?
Well, I guess there wouldn't be.
Diana is now wading into
right
that
here.
Crowd.
Hello. We're back here, Don.
Hi. Hey,
oh,
how you doing?
Ho, ho.
Oh, ho yourself. Thanks for coming out today.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, don't stick down my mouth.
I'm sorry. I have no depth perception.
But, hey, don't cool. stick it down my mouth.
There you go. Hello.
Hello. Where's that one guy that they tried to get laid last time? What's his name?
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis! Yeah, well, where's Dennis Murphy at?
Dennis Murphy is at home, and the reason is he got laid back at home.
Did you not hear the show that day?
No.
No, we set him up with a woman back in Washington.
But I think it's important to point out that Dennis was unable to perform in the great state of Nevada.
He was sitting on a toilet being washed by the young woman, and she was unable to get him to complete the job.
Yes, the bathing process apparently did not...
Merry Christmas, Don and Mike.
...efficiently arouse Dennis.
Happy holidays to you, too.
All right, spectacular.
My lips are paralyzed.
All right.
Hello.
I got another guy with a gift, D.D.
Oh, another gift? Oh, another gift.
Bring it up to him. That's fine.
Hi, come on up.
I'm Rob from Sacramento.
Hi, Rob.
See you on Monday.
Hi, Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, listen, a quick reminder for everybody in Sacramento. We will be playing Strip Trivia Monday, live from McGee's in Sacramento, so we do want to see everybody show up for that. Hell, you can drive, what is it, 2 hours away?
Yeah, it's a two-hour drive. Come over the mountain and, through the Donner Pass, and we'll be glad to see you.
Are there some people here from Sacramento today, other than that guy?
Do we have any folks from Sacramento here?
Hey, we
have some folks from Sacramento. That's good.
Beautiful. Now, who are we bringing up here real fast, Diana? Is somebody coming up? What have you done with Diana?
I'm okay.
Diana has been swallowed by the incredible group of people.
Hi, Don and Mike. My name's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Odd, actually, as of 3 weeks. And I used to work at KHTK in Sacramento, so hi to all the guys in the AM sales department. And I quit about a month ago and made a road trip up here to see you.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Wait, you didn't bring up anything? I'm kidding.
We're joking. We've got one gift coming up possibly.
I am kidding. I am joking. I am a kidder.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's your name?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I have some little soldiers for you guys.
Oh, we love Army soldiers. Bring them up.
Oh, come on.
Bring them up.
Tiny little soldiers. They kids bring you instruments up here.
You're too lazy? All right, that's okay.
All right, that's okay. Relax. Hey. Enjoy the show.
Have a good time. Yes, D.
If you don't mind, before this guy back here, chews my head off, can you talk to him? He brought you some stuff.
Sure, hi.
Hang on. Let me
hello, where is he?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Finally, my name is Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hello. Been a long-time listener. This is for me and my roommate, Tony. He can't be here. He's in the dentist chair with a bunch of headphones on.
Okay, we understand that.
So
over.
We've got... A whole bunch of...
Roger that.
Over. Dietary Coke, please.
Over. Roger.
For Mike.
Over. Thank you, over.
And for Buzz, we got a bunch of Valium.
No, hold on a second.
But no, it's not Valium. It's candy.
Oh, candy. Right.
And a letter.
Candy. All right, Roger.
Thank you.
Roger.
Okay, Roger.
Over.
Can I come back up now?
Yes, please, Diana. Can you tell that Diana has gotten her fill of walking through the crowd? Come on up, Diana.
Right, somebody's calling at Diana once again. What do they want?
Hi, what? What's going on now?
I've got to deliver a beer to some guy.
Here comes him.
Oh, now Diana's working as a barmaid.
Yeah, she's working her way up to the front, her clothing in tatters. Tip your waitress.
Here she comes.
All right, round of applause for Diana. Isn't she marvelous?
That's Diana right there. Yeah.
Ryan and Silver.
Jingle bells, all the way.
It's Bob Hope, celebrity embalming.
It's old Jack Frost.
Here's some kind of bottle of booze.
Oh, a bottle of booze.
Here's the diet cherry coke, lots of golf tees and some drugs.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Someone brought us a bottle of green alcohol.
Hey!
Yes. Nothing goes better with chocolate pie.
That's great. Okay, I'll have that with my eggs tomorrow morning.
And that comes from Rob Singer. Who lives in Sacramento.
Turn over the card.
Hey, look at this.
It's a picture of Wayne Milton's wife. All right.
Hey, now there's good eating.
Huh? Oh,
I was talking about the chocolate pie, of course. That's good eating. We got to do a commercial break. We'll come right back. Are we ready to go wireless, D?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a walking tour of the casinos.
Time to experience some real-life casino action.
Live at the El Dorado Hotel and Casino. We are in Reno. Glad you're with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Poker Run.
This is how we play it.
Every break, we'll give you the location of the next sponsor.
Go to each of the sponsors and get a poker card.
The best poker hand at the end of the run gets two tickets to the Eagles in Sacramento and a limo ride to the El Dorado to see our show.
The next poker card is at Hooters, the best wings in Nevada, 3655 South Virginia.
Hooters, 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 the wings, the waitresses. Go there now.
The Don and Mike Show. That's a good show.
Thank you, Paul Turner, my big ball friend. We are live from the greatest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada.
All right.
We're at the Cabaret Lounge inside the El Dorado Hotel and Casino. Let's go wireless, Daryl.
Let's do it. Hello, hello, hello.
We're switching over. We'll be back.
All right.
We'll be back. We got our security guys with us. Apparently, we're going to have our run of the casino right
now.
Man,
this is
going to
be great.
How y'all doing? Hi, nice to see you. Now, let's see. We're going to instantly win hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The sounds, Don, it's the sounds of the casino.
Now, exactly what are we going to be playing here, Mike? What are the games? Let's play a little blackjack.
Want to play a little blackjack?
Now, where's a blackjack table that has a very...
Let's get one exclusively. Let's go find one.
Can we get our own
exclusive
table?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
You can bet $3 up to $500.
All right, here we go.
No, this lady right here. Hi, lady.
Hi, this is Edna.
Hi, Edna. How you doing?
Hi, Edna.
I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
How you doing? Can I shake hands with you, Edna? Is that legal? All right, can I...
Money
I got money, yeah. All right.
Now, Edna, how much can I bet here?
$2.
You can bet $2? Here is $2. I will bet that.
All right, give me five of the silver.
And we are going to play blackjack now.
It's
going to
be very cool.
It's going to be very exciting.
Don, I'd like to say good luck.
And Mike, I'd like to say good luck to you.
This is a game where you and I both compete against the dealer, so our normal competitive spirit is not appropriate here.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Now, Edna, is there any way that you could fix the game so I could win?
Sure.
Oh, beautiful.
Sure.
That's what I like hearing. Now, you want me to cut the cards?
I'll cut them right there.
Cut the cards. Yeah, cut the cards.
Okay, now.
All right. All right, here she goes.
All right.
I've got my mighty $2.
Yeah, $2. We're cheap.
You heard right, lady. $2. That's right. I'm a big DJ. $2.
What? One for me.
I got to bet one for you, like here?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm betting for you.
Hey, wait a minute. I just got ripped off. Hey, she just took a dollar from you, Mike.
Oh, no, Edna, don't.
All right, Edna, explain to us how to play blackjack, please.
Well, you get two cards, and I get two cards, and my whole card is down, and my top card is up.
Does it always smell like this in here? No, it's not you, Edna.
Don't worry, you don't smell like Aunt Edna in that vacation.
Has anybody else noticed that it smells like Chuck E. Cheese in here a little bit?
Well, you know, I think that's part of the attraction is that it's got that casino smell to it.
It's not a casino smell I'm getting right now.
Are you sure that's not your breath blowing back in your face?
Hold on, let me check. you're right.
Green juice. Right.
My breath. Right. Okay, go ahead. Let's deal them. And
now, the way you do this is you look at your cards.
You peek at your cards.
Okay. And then if you want to stand, you just slide your cards under the bet.
Now, she has a king showing, right?
Which means she might have a pretty good hand.
I say, hit me.
You got to...
Huh? No,
you got to hold the cards. You got to hold the cards in your hands, and you got to kind of, like, rake them across the felt like that.
I love it.
There you go.
Oh, I'm busted. I'm out.
Man.
I lost my $2 already.
All right, let's see how I do it.
See, this is what I hate gambling. You lose money so fast.
I push.
That means
I pushed.
Push in the bush.
Push in the bush.
Mike won.
I tied her.
Nobody wins?
Right.
So, in other words, I lose on that hand, and I'm the big loser.
All right.
I'll bet $5.
All right.
All right, I got a $5 chip right there. This is where I win. I'm staying. Right. I'm staying.
If that red one came on, like
all right.
That red light came on, I would have black chip.
All right.
Don't.
All right, Edna. Edna, hit me, Edna. Hit me, Edna. I'll stick, Edna.
I'm sticking
I'll
also,
stick,
Edna.
What is that, man?
Edna
has 17.
17.
You won. You won.
I won.
There you go.
I won.
And I pushed
Thank
again.
You.
I pushed.
So now I have $10, right?
Let it ride, Donnie. Let it ride.
All right. I'll let $10 ride.
All right.
I'll let $11 ride, then.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here come our cards right. again.
All right, you're watching a couple of those real gamblers here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to stick, Edna.
I
want you to point out this.
I'll take one.
Edna's got the kind of hand that she might easily break.
I'll take one.
All right.
Oh, I got to. Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to play this game?
It's rules of the house.
I'm busted.
Oh, no. Oh, very sympathetic group here.
And the crowd really behind me 100% here.
Oh, man, I'm out, too.
Let's play on that. Well, you don't have any
I don't have any more money.
All right, I'm gonna let it ride. My big stack of silver. I want to win one hand while I'm sitting here. I got good cards, Edna. I got real good cards. I'm going to spend.
Edna's got an 8 showing. She has an 8 and an 8.
Yeah.
Well, you won. Oh, give me some money then.
All right.
Give me $3.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way it works, folks.
What?
If you sit out, you won't have to wait till my show.
If I, what, Edna?
Oh, she's just working it. She's giving you gambling speech.
You know, this is so confusing.
Well, it's different out here. It's kind of different.
This is so confusing.
Ooh, Edna.
Edna, hit me. I'll stick.
All right, I'm going to stay, too. All right?
Well,
now, Edna's flipping her card over here.
Why do they have all these rules that you got to flip the cards one way and you got to wave it another way?
Well, the rules of casino gambling down were instigated around the turn of the century prior to the Donna Party going through the pass and dying. And
here comes the Bud Girls to give us some good luck on this.
Well, this is going to be a major distraction while we're trying to, the Bud
Hi,
Girls.
Hi, Bud Girls.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Mike, would you give me some more money, please? I don't have any money.
What?
Give me a dollar.
You need $2, and if I give you $2, I won't have any money to gamble.
All right.
Perhaps you go into the wallet, no?
I happen to have a $10 bill. So this will be my last hand. Okay?
All right,
I'll
here
bet,
we go.
I'll bet $10. Paper plays 10.
You know, with the amount of people standing around us, you would think that we were high rollers.
Now, she has an ace showing. Double down.
No, don't double down.
What is double down?
No insurance. Now we find out if she has.
Now, hold on. I want to hit, though. I want to hit.
Wait a minute.
Why is this? How come this isn't like when I play blackjack with my kid?
All right. I'll take a card. I break.
All right.
Oh, darn it.
I want to hit.
Now, if you win, you have to give me money.
I want to hit. I'm sticking.
All right, here we go. She's
sticking.
19.
She has 19, and I have 60. Hey, you took my money.
No!
I'm serious, you took my money. My wife only gave me like $50 for this trip. See, now listen, this is why I can't gamble.
Well, I obviously can't gamble either. Thanks a lot, Edna.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, Edgar. Oh, I was playing against you earlier, Edgar.
We got a new guy here?
All right, hold on.
All right, hold on. Look at this. I've got this is not too embarrassing. I've got exactly 25 cents left.
Oh, look, some green chips happened to fall into my pocket. How about giving me some red there? Give me some red.
What is a green chip, Mike?
A green chip's a $25 chip, and he's going to color up or color down or color around. What is it?
You know what I'd rather do? I think I might rather play the slot machine.
All right, can I play one hand here?
Okay, play one hand.
Should I let it ride?
Yeah, bet $25.
$25.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let it ride.
Sure,
I'll put $1 on top of it for luck.
All right, do it.
All right, can we get the Bud Girls to go, Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Can you do that?
Bonsoir.
All right, very good. All right, here we go.
Bonsoir.
Edgar, you know, it's a four-hour show, Edgar.
Hey, girls, repeat after me. Filet.
Filet.
Hold the O.
O.
Fish.
Fish.
Malt.
Malt.
O.
O.
Meal.
Meal.
All right, one more. Oval.
Oval.
Team.
Team.
I think marvelous. Give him a nice round of applause. Isn't that
sound? Girls, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
Mike is cutting the cards
okay,
right now.
Okay, I am really, I'm very nervous now.
Why are you nervous?
Because I want to win. This is my largest bet of the day.
Someone just won $1,000? Are you kidding me? And I'm over here, I lost $17. You won $1,000? How did you win $1,000?
What do you think I should do? Should I stand? Huh?
What do you got, Mike?
Should I hit it? I got to hit it again?
What do you got?
I think he's going to bust, too. I'm going to stick.
Let me see what you got.
What?
Let me see what you got. All you got an ace and a two. What does that mean?
That's 3 or 13. And then that's
16.
6 or 16.
Take a hit. Take a hit, Mike.
Take a hit.
Take a hit, Mike.
I've got serious money on the line here.
Come on,
all right,
take
give
a
me
hit.
A hit.
Take a hit. Now you got
what? Now.
What do you got now? Oh, he's got 8. He's got 18. Who won?
He did.
He did.
Thanks a lot for the advice.
All right. That'll be about all the time
thanks,
I have
Edgar.
For gambling today on the show.
Do you want to play the slot machines?
I don't have any money, Mike.
Well, let me see if I got $1.
I got 25 cents. I'm serious.
Can I have some coinage?
Oh, hold on here. Somebody, one of our fans is giving me 50 cents. Thank
can
you,
I have
Mike.
Some, can I have some dollars
thank
for the slot
much.
Machines?
All right, I'll work my way right. Yeah. I'll use this one right here. 50
right.
cents.
Hold on, Don.
I need a 50 cent piece.
All Edgar, right. It's a 4-hour show.
Hold on. Where'd you go, Mike?
I'm over here
Mike?
Getting dollars.
Mike, I'm over here.
Where are you, Don?
I'm over here.
I'm getting some dollars for the slot machine.
Okay, now I'm going to play this one right here.
Thanks, Edgar.
I put a quarter in.
Edgar, you got the motor coordinate.
I put another quarter in.
Right.
And now I just press the thing that says spin. And here we go. Here we go. 7,
cherries and seven, I won 50 cents. Because of the cherry?
Because of the cherry.
All right, even money. I'll try it again. All right. The second. Spin wheel.
All right, here we go. Bar.
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 Bar none.
Hey.
Roseanne Bar.
Hey. Now, how come it says bar, 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 and I didn't win any money?
Roseanne Bar.
Bars have to line up.
Bar none. Dove Bar.
Hey, listen, I'm sure they don't want me saying this right now, but does anybody notice what a ripoff this is? How?
Well, you know, you can occasionally get on a run, you know. And,
well, go ahead. Give it a try, Mike.
Well, I only have dollars. We have to go to the dollar slot machine.
Here's the dollar slot machine right behind
you. Girl.
All right, let's see Mike try this.
All right, here we go.
Let me see your luck. Oh, that's a 50 cent.
Where's the dollar slot machine? I'm so lost. Where do I go?
Oh, thank you. Hold on. I got a 50 cent piece, Mike.
All right.
Here we go. Now, this is the one where you pull the big lever.
Yeah, pull the lever. Here we go.
Seven, bar, seven,
zip.
I lose again.
All right, I want to win big here.
Lose again.
All right, the dollars are over here.
This is not... Oh, hey, can we spin this wheel?
Okay, mind if I walk him back to you? Sorry.
Hey, can I spin this wheel one time? Just to get the sound?
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Wheel of fortune.
All right, now, a little gentleman's bet here. I say it's going to stop on a $2 bill.
I say it's going to stop on a $40 bill. How about that?
All right.
Boy, they don't like us screwing with their games.
No, they don't. Oh, here we go.
Here's a dollar machine. Mike.
All right.
All right. Put the dollar in.
All right. Hold on a second.
You got one?
All right. Got one here. I can play three coins.
One. Two. Three. Okay. Pull.
All right. Here we go.
And
hey, I won.
You won the same.
All right.
You won the same.
All right. Hold on. One.
One. Two. Three. Okay.
There
do it again. See, now that's a. You lose.
Jack. One more
you
time.
You lose. Okay. One more time. So we got
one more
yes,
time.
Yes, we see that. We got nothing. Hi, lady.
Hi.
You were kind of joyous that I got nothing there.
I've been selling my chair this whole time for a huge bottle of wine, and nobody's brought me one yet.
You want to sell what?
My chair for a large bottle of red wine.
Your chair inside the.
Because all they bring me is bottle of wine this big.
I think the operative question might be, how much wine have you had already? That's the operative question.
Smell her breath.
Oh, my goodness.
How much wine have you had thus far?
Like four bottles of four inches.
No.
You know, you might want to stay out of the vineyard for a while. It's just my opinion.
Well, what's your name?
Misty.
And Misty, where are you from?
Misty, I'm from here.
Oh, yeah? This jockeys love women named Misty.
That's great.
Well, what do you do, Misty?
Give him my phone number.
What do you do, Misty?
I just quit my job. I'm a social work intern.
Well, pull the lever.
Go ahead. I already put the coin in, Misty.
Pull it, Misty. Come on.
Woo, baby.
All right,
pull
here.
It.
Seven.
Bar.
You're
a loser,
no.
Wendy.
See, all I want is a bottle of wine.
We understand you want the bottle of wine.
Yeah,
all right.
Bottle of wine. Okay.
All right, where are we going now?
We're going to commercials.
We're going to commercials.
We are going straight to commercials, right?
Yes.
I, you know, call me crazy, but I've had my fill of gambling.
Good for you, Don. You did a fine job.
I lost 13 or 14 dot what? What?
That's the first battle is winning when you know when you've had enough.
I'll never say that.
Okay. Well, I'm quitting. We got a break. We're inside the casino, and we'll be right back.
He protects and stirs. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Gambling. Yeah. I apologize for my stupidity.
Yeah, well, you had fun. That's the important thing, right?
No, I didn't have fun.
Oh, you didn't have fun at all?
I didn't have fun.
Well, you just said...
It's so easy to lose money so fast.
Well, that's the idea.
You go out there, you sit there. I mean, thank goodness it was mainly your money that I lost.
That's right.
But still...
It's the kind of friend I am. You know, I provided the funding for you to, make your bets and lose all my money.
And I appreciate it, Mike.
Well, let me
pay you back. Here's a Valium.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Now, listen, the guy that brought me these Valiums, these aren't Valiums. I know what Valiums look like.
I know one of those pills has EM on it. Something EM.
Valiums are little round things that have numbers on them. They're like yellow and green colors. I mean, I've seen them. My wife has them when we have to travel.
I just don't think you should eat any of those, because if you do, you might start peeling yourself like you're an orange.
What are these? These look like... Buzz, you're the expert.
They're pretty.
These look like contacts.
I have no idea. You know, you're going to eat one, and then I'm going to be finishing the show with Dennis Hopper.
Hold on. Mr. Valium.
Hold on, what? Who's out in the crowd? Hello?
The Valium guy.
Yes.
Oh, the Valium guy.
They're the generic type. I couldn't pay for the good ones. But they're generic, but they're still really good.
You didn't even bring me name brand Valiums?
Well,
No.
Now, are these really Valiums?
Yeah, bring them back. I'll pop a couple with you. Come on back.
God. Okay. All right, well, listen, I guess I'll be the judge of this later tonight in my room.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. That's it. Boy, it's too bad you didn't, if these are really valued, it's too bad you didn't bring me a few more.
Thank you for your generosity.
25 or 30 of them there. Out there, hi. Yeah, did you want to say something, lady? What? Hold on, I can't hear you. She what?
She wants to know about the PV-119.
The PV-119 is...
Oh, would you like Don to demonstrate how he, you know, satisfies himself with it?
Perhaps. That's a PV-119, right? What?
We gave you PV-119.
Are you the ladies that sent them the different colored PV-119?
We got some more.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of offended that you haven't used them yet.
Oh, where are they?
They're right back there, right behind you.
Where are they?
In the basket.
Oh, in the basket?
Oh, this could get messy.
This is a beautiful PV-119.
You don't want to see this.
I love this. This is a, what color is this? It's kind of a an orange colored PV-119.
That color is sunset.
Oh.
And now you just got to wait a couple of minutes. It'll come out of the oven.
Oh, God. Wait, that PV-119's going, help!
Hey, listen, I did want to say hi to a couple other people here in Reno. We want to say hello to the Sparks Police Department. The FTA is working on the graveyard shift. Big fans of the show.
Hallelujah.
Are you lawmen? All right, well, thank you.
Good.
We also want to find, where's Bobby? Bobby, who says he is the biggest Washington Redskins fan in Reno.
Bobby.
Where is he? What's your name?
I think Bobby left. Oh.
Is that Bobby? Are you Bobby, sir? Bobby? Are you Bobby?
Yeah, that's it.
Bobby,
Bobby,
you seem to be a crowd favorite. Everybody's kind of chanting, Bobby, Bobby.
I have absolutely no idea.
Now, it says here on the note you sent up, you are the biggest Redskins fan in Reno, and you can prove it. How can you prove it? Did you not send the note up?
No, I did not.
It's some other guy named Bobby.
It's another Bobby?
It's another Bobby.
I am the biggest Redskins fan on the face of the earth. I don't know how I'd prove it.
Hey, D?
Yes, D?
This guy is the sports guy on our station, KTLY.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
All right, Bobby.
All right.
And as you can see, ma'am, the PV-119. Hello, lady?
Hey, I'm done with it.
Hey, see ya.
It's all ripped up and torn now, and... you might want to pass that back to her as a little souvenir.
Oh.
As a souvenir.
Just like Elvis used to.
That's right. I'll pass them out like Elvis used to pass out his scarves to the ladies in the crowd.
That's right. There's your soiled PV-119.
Hey, have we checked? When is the mayor coming by to give us the keys to the city?
Well, I think originally they had him scheduled for a little bit later, like after the show, but Stu says he's called the mayor's office and they're waiting for a call back to see if we can get him on here now before the show's over.
Yeah, we're getting the keys to the city and now we're resorting to begging.
Please give us the keys to the city.
Hi, we heard we're going to need the keys to the city, and you think you might want to come by?
We found another article about us. You remember the second reporter that called us after we had the fight with the first guy?
Yeah, the good reporter.
The guy that writes for the Daily Sparks Tribune.
Right.
Well, this is yesterday's edition of the Daily Sparks Tribune, and here we are on the front page.
Wonderful.
Wow. On the front page. Don and Mike bring their irreverent show to Reno. After, this is written by Craig Statsdow.
Yeah, Craig was a nice guy.
After 9 years together, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara remain adamant that no topic of conversation is off limits on the nationally syndicated radio show. No topic except Don's wife's gas problem, which still happened to squeak onto the airwaves Tuesday in a live interview with the duo. We are not phonies. We talk about everything that happens in our lives. They explain this in simple terms, why the Don and Mike show has spread to 40 markets nationwide. This seems to be a decent article.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be everything that we said. Let me follow it up on the back page here.
Still good stuff on the back?
Let me see. Oh, here's a quote from someone at the El Dorado. The response from the public and advertisers to Don and Mike has been phenomenal. The El Dorado has been getting 40 calls a day about the appearance.
All right.
10 to 15 a day after they announced it. I've been in radio a long time. I've never seen a response like this to a pair of jocks.
A pair of jocks.
Don and Mike first joined forces in 1985. Reno was one of the first 10 markets to pick up the show. Don and Mike have been the cornerstone of the KTLA lineup since September. Wow, this is... Now, see, unlike the other guy, this guy wrote a fantastic article about it.
That's right, and this guy doesn't chase children around movie theaters, do they?
Let me see. Both insist that the key to the show's success lies in appreciation of the F word.
Yeah.
The F word as in fans.
Fans, that's right. That's the F word we're talking about.
They reserve the use of the more common yet less printable F word for the idiot radio guys who have been telling them for a decade that everything about their show is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Naked listeners on strip trivia and the religious treatment of a good bowel movement apparently don't sit well with radio suits.
You know, I like that. The religious
The religious treatment of a bowel movement?
Yes.
That's right. All right.
The El Dorado show is free, but Don and Mike said Tuesday they welcome donations of Diet Cherry Coke and casino chips.
All right.
So that's some good press. So thank you to Craig and to everybody at the Daily Park Tribune.
Good job.
Now, I have asked this before, and I mean this very seriously. You know, when we were out there at the gambling tables, there's got to be another 200 to 300 people out there who can't get inside the
right.
Cabaret Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all doing out there? Wow, listen to that. What I want to know is there anybody sitting up front here who would like to give their seat to someone who's been waiting? Yeah.
Is there any generous soul who would like to really make the Good Samaritan sacrifice?
How about, would there be a generous soul who would like to give up their seat and come up here and sit in the special seat?
You, ma'am, you are first. You come up here. You are first.
All right, we got one seat. We got one seat available in here. Pick someone's way from the back to come
the guy
up
with the big beard. You, sir, with the big beard that was raising it right there. You. You, yes, you,
Mike,
sir.
Which guy with the big beard?
He's just, I noticed him, and he's great. Come right here forward, sir.
A mountain man beard.
Here he comes, mountain man. Great.
Hi, lady. Hey, come here. Hi, what's your name? Come right here, microphone. What's your name?
Kathy Abel.
Kathy, I bet you're very able. And where are you from?
Spartan.
And what do you do?
I work for the school district.
You do? Oh, you work with the little booger eaters?
I make the little... Eats for the
boogers. Oh, you do? Have a seat right there. It's the best seat we have for you.
All right, make the eats for the kids.
Please have a seat. Would you like some chocolate pie?
I'd love some chocolate pie, but I'd love two T-shirts.
Oh, well, give her some T-shirts and give her some chocolate pie.
You get that pie. This pie under these hot lights, it's melting. And now we have switched. We have this guy down here.
Hi, now, what's your name, sir, with the big beard? That is a big beard.
I noticed that beard just got me. I just saw this giant beard in the crowd.
What is your name, please?
Steve Corkle.
Hi, Steve. How long have you been waiting out there?
Since before you guys started.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. And how is the mood? Tell me the mood of the crowd of the hundreds out there who can't get
it's
in time.
It's unbelievable. I can't get over it.
All right. Well, our best to all the other Corkles.
I was trying to get this young lady's attention from back there the whole show.
Why? Do you want to make a love connection or something?
Are you interested in her?
Hi, Denny.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah,
she just gave you a lovely gesture right there.
But did you flip them
it's
off?
It's the kind of, yeah, you put your hand in the elbow slot, and then you bring your arm up real quick.
Oh, why, don't you like that guy?
Do you like him? You work out. You look like you work out.
Hey, let me see your muscles.
Can you stand up and flex your muscles?
Let me see your muscles, lady. Stand up. Let me see your muscles.
I think the crowd would like to see that, wouldn't they?
Flex for us, baby.
Please.
Come on.
Just stand up.
Come on.
There are a bunch of people that are waiting out there, and they'd like to see
you. Come on. You got better muscles than we do. Stand up for a second.
Come on, please.
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 Please let us see your muscles.
No,
I was a bellman, the MGM with Steve, back when it was the MGM.
Did you have a relationship with Steve?
No. No.
Did Steve ever ask you out?
No, Steve and I were... Steve, along with 40 other men, were very good friends of mine.
You know, if you stand up...
Oh!
If you stand up and flex your muscles, I will give you a very exclusive book that I received as a gift. It's called How to Play Blackjack.
I could have used that book.
I think I gave that to you.
Oh, you gave it to me.
Oh, that would be Indian giving, I guess. All right. So, you were just one of the 40 men? One of the lucky 40. Well, listen, enjoy your seat there.
Right.
And if you wouldn't mind, you can sit there for 10 minutes, and then you switch off with someone else from the back.
Okay.
What did she say?
What did she say now?
What did she say?
She said, meet me later.
He can sit on my lap.
Oh, well, then do it, Steve. Get on her lap right now.
Go ahead. That'll free the seat up. Go ahead.
Go in. And let me see. Sherry, would you pick someone from the crowd, please? Someone away from the back to come up here.
Mr. Corkle, we need you to sit in her lap.
Right. Would you do that, please?
How about this guy over here against the wall?
Hold on, no. Pick someone from back there who's not in the room.
To come back up.
The idea is to get the people that are in the back to come up.
Oh, okay. Oh, in the back of the room over there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, but sir, Sherry kind of likes you. You can come up here and sit at Sherry's feet.
Yeah, if you want to.
Come on up here.
Okay, I'm going to pick the lady back there in the blue sweater.
The lady in the,
lady
blue,
in the blue sweater?
Hey, here she comes. Hey, lady. Come on up here, lady.
And Sherry, this guy that you were so fond of, he can come and sit at your feet.
Okay,
all right.
He doesn't mind.
Hey, do we have the payphones, Diana? Do we ever get the payphones? Do we send people running to payphones in the hotel?
I will take care of that during the next break, if you like.
We'll do that. We'll watch, Sherry.
There's a seat open.
Oh, and hold on. We got another seat.
Oh, we have another seat. So,
we got another seat.
Buzz, do you want to...
Send people running to payphones in the hotel?
I will take care of that during the next break, if you like.
We'll do that. We'll watch, Sherry.
There's a seat open.
Oh, and hold on. We got another seat.
Oh, we have another seat. So, Buzz, do you want to pick somebody out of the crowd?
Hey, Buzz, pick someone from way over on this side, on the left side of the room, would you, please? Pick someone who's been waiting a long time.
This is the way Buzz is when it goes to ice cream shops. So, I don't know what flavor. Wow.
He's disappeared.
Wow.
The guy with the beard. The
Rocky Road.
Yeah, right there. This guy's been clamoring for quite a while.
Oh, I can't
just one. Just
finally,
one.
I think I'll have Neapolitan. That's a mixture, right, of all the other flavors. I'm Buzz Burbank. I am Buzz Burbank. I can't decide what ice cream cone I want.
Now, sir, you got the best seat in the house. You are sitting right at the knee of Sherry Liquor. Sir, your feelings at this moment?
Unspeakable right now.
And your name?
My name is Sean Dollevy.
Sean, what do you do?
I'm a valet parker at the Flamingo Hilton.
Are you really?
Yes, right. I am.
And have you ever met a showgirl as beautiful as our Sherry?
No, I have not. And you I'm at all right now.
You should see it later on when Sherry brings out the big headdress and does her special.
I'll pay to see that.
She does her fan dance.
Absolutely.
Quite a fan. Well, enjoy your seat then.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, who's coming in from the back? Oh, the guy with the blue. Hi, sir.
All right.
Hey, what's your name?
Ignacio Maya.
Excuse me?
Ignacio Maya.
Same to you.
Oh, that's great.
And,
hey, did you discover America or something?
Kind of.
You know who he looks like? He looks like that guy, Zombie Ridiculous.
Zombie Ridiculous. Oh, you mean Bronson Pinchot?
Yeah, you ever see that stupid show with
it's pathetic.
Yeah, you look like him. I mean...
We don't mean you look pathetic.
No, I mean... Listen, have a seat. Enjoy the show.
All right. Back there in the corner.
It's all the way in the back.
Have a seat, Pneumonia. I mean, Ignacio, or whatever you...
Go have a seat. We got a break for commercials. We'll come right back. Buzz Burbank, Radio's Buzz Burbank, has news. Now, Buzz, is this going to be one of your typical happy news broadcasts, being as we're broadcasting from a casino? Can I count on you to edit out any of the grisly news of the day?
Most of it.
Most of it. All right. We'll get news with Buzz. We'll get to the keys of the city in the next hour. Do some fun with the phone booths. We'll play Low Budget Jeopardy 2. Please stay with us. We're live in Reno, and we'll be right back.
Radio God.
I've been
upstairs
by the British
Shoring Air. Don and Mike.
Today's Don and Mike show comes live from the El Dorado. Come join the fun with K-Play 1270. Now, back to the show.
Bit laden with wacky tropicality. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi. We're still live in Reno, the biggest little city in the world. And we want to thank you for listening on great radio stations like these, 105.5, WNSK, Mobile, Alabama, Darwin's Waiting Room, Hot Dog, WHTK, Rochester, New York, and WCGC. In Charlotte News, with Radio's Buzz Burbank coming up, we'll play a live version of Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right.
Send your runner to some phone booths to pick the pros. Oh, yeah, we're going to have the killer today, Jerry Lee. I said, shake it, baby.
Jerry Lee, the killer will be here, says shake it, baby, shake.
Jerry Lee Lewis, and we've been entertaining all of the Reno television stations today. We had our first ever press conference before the show today.
Oh, it was very cool.
Very exciting.
Yeah, we really loved it. The press speaking to us and we to the press.
One of the stations has just arrived, the CBS station Channel 2, and we're going to be interviewed now live on the television. So, Super, please excuse us while we talk to the press.
We were simply too busy to do this off the air, so we have to do it on the air.
Hello, yes, we are ready to be interviewed. And what's your name, please?
My name is
Excuse Kevin. Me, hold on.
What?
I gotta get in the shot. Okay, just come around. I was looking at your neck. I was just staring at your neck, and I just, there we go.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, what's your name, please?
There's a lot of microphones around here. My name is Sam Evans.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Nice. Hello. Now, are you folks fans of Sam Evans? Hey, Sam, you're a popular guy here.
Actually, I have a confession. I'm a morning weatherman.
You're a morning weatherman.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's all right.
And I'm here on my overtime because I'm a big fan of your radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Sam.
All right. Sam, I feel as though we're so close to each other, our eyeballs are pressing against each other right now.
That's TV for you.
All right.
I'm not really here to grill you. I'm here simply...
Why are you putting your face on my shoulder?
I'm just tired, though. Very tired. It's been a very long day. It was a long night, long flight. No, don't, please.
Oh, wait, no. My cameraman told me that it would hurt the camera.
It will hurt the camera if I use silly stuff?
Oh, no, that's expensive equipment.
Yeah, it's about a...
Oh, all right.
How much money?
Oh!
You can get me.
Right, can I get him, though?
Oh, good. Can we get him?
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, love that silly thing. Okay, right. Sam. Go ahead, interview us, please. We are ready to be interviewed. Go ahead.
Actually, it's not much so much of an interview as just I would like to say to you that the Reno fans obviously love you.
And we love you. And listen, hold on, somebody. Here's Who is the anchor lady on your evening newscast? Who's the anchor babe?
Her name is Jennifer Burton.
I'd like to say, hello, Jennifer. Jennifer, tonight as I sit alone in my hotel room, I'll be thinking of you, Jennifer, delivering the eyewitness news on Channel 2.
All right.
This is for you, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how about a little sound?
And one more thing. When we're in Reno, it's the Mustang Ranch. In about a Mike show. And you know where we found out about this place? From Sam the Weatherman.
That's right.
He loves the Mustang Ranch.
Sam likes going out there and giving a little, his own little weather forecast out of the ranch.
There's always some high pressure. There's always a barometric.
My barometer is always rising.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. All right, Sam, nice seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Oh, look at this. These people love it. And they love being on the TV.
That's good. I hope that's on the TV tonight.
Everybody loves being on the TV. All right, now, Sam, watch how a real man does news. Hit that Buzz Burbank song for me, please. Let's get an update on the news with the radio's Buzz Burbank. Here is Buzz with news. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. American soldiers are headed for Somalia just in case. The president's sending 3,000 Marines to the waters just off Somalia in case they're needed to help get the United Nations peacekeepers out of there safely. Defense Secretary William Perry says the mission could be dangerous considering the fighting that continues between Somalia's various warlords. Today, another incident involving American Eagle Airlines. Today, one of its commuter planes made an emergency landing in Nashville because the right engine was out. It's the same plane that made an emergency landing yesterday in Knoxville, Tennessee, with right engine trouble. It's a Jetstream 3200, the same model as the commuter plane that crashed Tuesday night near Raleigh, North Carolina. Although 15 people died in the crash Tuesday night, no one has been injured in either of the engine out incidents in the past couple of days. Now, two American Eagle planes have crashed in the past 6 weeks, and now pilots for the commuter airline say they have not been properly trained to fly in cold weather. The company says that's not true, but it's once again suspending its flights in the Midwest and a few in New York. This will particularly affect Chicago. All of this to free up the pilots for that additional training. Americans are welcoming the president's proposals for tax breaks for the middle class, but they're skeptical about his motives. An overnight survey shows most Americans approve of what they've heard from the president, but the poll also shows that most folks believe the Republicans forced him into making the proposal. The president proposed tax breaks for higher education and for the children of families making less than $75,000 a year. He also proposed new tax breaks for retirement investments like IRAs. The president says he'll make up the difference with cuts in government spending, but he says he'll make the cut carefully, saying he wants to make government leaner, but not meaner. When a prisoner talks to a minister, it's a privileged conversation, and what's said in that conversation cannot be used against the defendant. But what if the defendant talks very, very loudly and a jail guard cannot help but overhear it? That's the question in the O.J. Simpson trial as the two sides argue over the admissibility of a conversation between Simpson and football great-turned-minister Rosie Grier. The subject of the hearing today, the two sides are also battling over when to debate the value of the genetic evidence in the case, before the trial or during the trial when the jury can hear. The man accused of killing Jeffrey Dahmer says God told him to do it. Christopher Scarver, now officially charged with the murder, says he used a metal bar from a weightlifting machine that he'd hid in his pants leg. Scarver and Dahmer were fellow inmates in a Wisconsin prison. Dahmer was convicted of killing 17 young men and boys and of having sex with and cannibalizing the bodies. It was a strong day on Wall Street. The Dow rose nearly 42 points. Gainers led losers by a 4-3 margin. Trading was very heavy. The S&P was up 3.5. NASDAQ lost 1.5. Man, you cook yourself up a mess of raccoon and suddenly everybody wants some. That story in sports. Next.
Palace Jewelry and Loan is having a 36th anniversary sale. You won't want to miss this super blowout sale. Everything's on sale. For example, an RCA 19-inch color TV with remote, regularly $299, now only $199. Sharp forehead VCR with remote, retail $329, now only $139. For him, a CD sale, 4 for $20. For the kids, Nintendo systems starting at $29. For her, gold chains from $9.95 per gram. There's something for everyone in the family. Yes, all merchandise discounted up to 70% off retail price. No reasonable offer will be refused. Palace Jewelry and Loan proudly guarantees 100% customer satisfaction. Well, with Christmas just around the corner, you can shop early at Palace Jewelry and Loan.
plenty of free parking across from the El Dorado, 300 North Virginia, or call 322-2863. Palace Jewelry and Loan.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Orioles owner Peter Angelo says he's serious about his $200 million offer to buy the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He says moving the Bucs to Baltimore won't be a problem because he says they have so little support from the fans in Tampa. The asking price is only $142 million, but Angelo says he can afford to pay more because Baltimore is, in his words, a gold mine market. Several groups trying to keep the Bucs in Tampa say they cannot match Angelo's offer. The baseball talks continue Monday now that the owners have agreed to put off their imposition of a salary cap. The players say they're encouraged by the gesture.
Hey, Buzz, let me interrupt you for a second and announce that some guy on the slot machines has won $100,000.
Wow.
Really?
That's amazing.
I was just doing my business down in the men's room, and they came right in. This guy won $100,000, so they're going to try to bring him by. And guess what? He doesn't speak English.
He doesn't speak English. Isn't that terrific?
We'll check his papers.
Jonathan Mahom.
So if we can get that guy, we can get that $100,000 winner in. I'd like to talk to a man who actually won.
I'd like to befriend him.
Who's this guy here?
This guy has a couple of things he wants to give to us. I just saw him as I was walking.
Just 1 second, please.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Are you from right here in Reno?
Yes, I am.
And what do you have there?
I have a few hats from the Reno Police Department.
Oh, we love police hats.
That's why I brought you up here, sir.
We love police hats.
Yeah, we'll take them.
For those who protect and serve.
Very cool.
Hey, now, these are. Can I tell you something? Hey, look at these. These are the coolest police hats I've ever seen in my life.
They're pretty.
Ain't them neat? You guys really wear these when you're out busting bad guys?
No, those are non-departmental issues.
They're still cool hats, though.
They're good stuff. They're good stuff.
Well, thank you anyway.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Are you carrying a piece right now? No?
No gun?
No gun?
No,
okay.
You're not allowed to? No.
You know, Bill was real nervous about coming up here on the stage. I think he's undercover. I really do.
Do you have a badge?
No.
You know,
actually, I'm in dispatch, so...
Oh, Mike, he's a dispatch guy.
Oh, get off the stage.
Oh, come on. Oh, forget it. Forget it. Buzz, back to you.
Anyway, the baseball players say they're encouraged by the owner's latest gesture. Now, among tonight's NBA games, Cleveland visits Philadelphia, Chicago's in Atlanta, Charlotte is at Indiana, the Knicks are in Phoenix, and Orlando visits Golden State. Finally, you get to the point where you think you know your fellow Americans, and then, boom, they surprise you. We may all live in the same country, but some of us live in a very different world. Dateline, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 58-year-old Houston Underwood was sitting on his porch the other day eating the head of a raccoon.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's go on about
that. He shot himself a raccoon and cooked it up just right. There was evidently plenty to go around because Houston had gone to the neighbors with some of that tasty raccoon meat, but he missed one of the neighbors, and she was not happy about being left out. So while Houston was sitting on his porch chewing on the raccoon's head, the angry neighbor stormed to the porch with a knife and slashed Houston in the face, nearly cutting off his nose.
Oh, no.
That's a good head.
The police say they...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Geronimo. Right here.
Thank you. Thank you. The police say they haven't arrested anybody yet, but they don't look too kindly on knife attacks in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They also don't look kindly on folks who don't share their critters.
Yeah,
I guess.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hey, he is right in.
Marvelous.
Watch out for that thing.
I would not throw... I'm like, this pencil... Where did the lady give me this pencil? These pencils are, huge. Mm-hmm. I would not throw these at you. These could hurt.
I know they could. That's what I'm
simply using these for accent.
It's a baton.
Yeah.
Oh, very dangerous.
I love these pencils.
All right.
Now, we got our schedule down. The city councilman will be by to give us the keys to the city at 3 o'clock Reno time.
All right.
So we're going to play Jeopardy next. Let's break for the commercials.
Okay.
We'll come right back. We'll play Jeopardy, get two contestants from the house. Stay with us. We're coming right back from Reno.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the show. El Dorado Hotel and Casino.
This is, without a doubt, going away. The best group, nicest group, most receptive group of people we've ever seen. Come to show and show.
Yeah. And we love the fact that you came out to see us. Thank you. Now, before we play Jeopardy, which we'll do in our next break, where's the lady who got beer spilled in her purse? And now, what's the problem? You want a T-shirt because some idiot spilled beer in your purse? Who's the idiot who did it?
So when we called him up to the stage, he spilled the beer.
No,
No. When did this happen?
This, now, she's talking about the guy who has been sitting at Sherry's feet for the last 25
right.
minutes.
If he gets to sit at her feet, I should get a T-shirt.
Why should... Explain this to me, though.
You know, we just didn't fall off the turnip truck, if you know what I mean.
Explain to me what happened, please.
No. He was sitting over there, and he got up and knocked over his beer, and it went in my purse, on my beeper.
on your beeper.
On my pants. On my pants.
Yeah.
And then he just called up there to share his feet, so I think I should get a T-shirt.
Well, all right. If you are a woman with a wet beeper...
is your beeper functioning at all now, ma'am?
I haven't tested it.
Well, is there a way of testing it?
Would you like to test it?
I'd love to test it.
Mike, I don't think we're talking about the same beeper here.
Oh, silly me.
Yeah,
I'm sure the beeper is working.
Diana, yes, please do give her a T-shirt.
Thank you.
Sir, listen.
Thank you.
You've had plenty of time at Sherry's feet. Plenty of time at Sherry's feet. No, your time is done.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you nut.
All right. Hope you enjoyed it, sir. Did you enjoy your stay at Sherry's feet?
Yeah.
He loved it. He loved every minute of it.
Now, as I look in the crowd, I see a bunch of, it looks like new faces. Do we have new people that have joined us?
I think there's been a bit of a turnaround as people are coming and going today here.
Well, then you right here, lady. Hi. You very excited with the red top. What's your name and how'd you get a front row seat?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
And I snuck in behind somebody else and made in.
Hey, way to go, Gina. Nice move.
Gina, thanks for taking it. Did you take the day off work to join us?
Yes, I took the day off work to join you today. Yes,
what do you do?
I work at Macy's and I also own a restaurant up at the top of the hill.
Well, ooh. Thank you, and thanks for coming by.
Thank
all right.
you.
See you
called the Hilltop Girl, the top caller right.
at. Hey, you got a plug in there. Way to go.
There's your plug. Now, who else is new here? Who else right up front is new? We haven't seen before, huh?
Any new faces?
Are
these two?
These girls right here?
Are you guys sisters? Right there?
Hi,
girl.
Hi, lady.
All right.
Hi, what's your name?
Heather.
And?
Julie.
And where are you from?
Here.
Huh? You what?
I work at K-Play.
So you work at K-Play? Uh-huh. Well, now, shouldn't those front row seats be given to someone who's
I'm only here for 10 minutes.
Oh, you're only here for 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to monitor you now. We're going to start the clock.
We're starting the clock now.
The employees of K-Play and their families.
Now, what about Stu, the general manager? Stu, this has been probably the greatest experience of your radio life, Stu, this show today?
Truly the highlight of my career.
Uh-huh.
Why do you sound so enthusiastic?
Stu?
Yes.
Stu,
is it time for me to give up my seat?
Stu, that's absolutely what I'm thinking. Who wants the general manager's seat?
Look at the hands going up now.
Hey, let me get you, sir, right there with both hands in the air and a black... Yeah, you. Come on in.
Yeah, in the sweatshirt. Come right in.
Now, I've seen that guy every time I'm going out to go to the... No, come around the other way. Come around. Oh, here he is. Come on in. Come on in, sir.
All right.
Hey, did we ever find a guy that won $100,000?
He doesn't speak English. So I think he's lost.
Come on in. What's your name, sir? You, the guy that just came in.
Same as your son, Bart.
Hey, good name. Where are you from?
Reno.
And what do you do, Bart?
I deliver from Model Dairy.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Enjoy the show, Bart.
How about a shirt? Can I get a shirt?
How about a shirt we just gave you from OC? Come on now. Oh, listen. Hey, tell me if that seat's warm. Is that seat good and warm?
Yes. That's the feeling warm. Of Stu.
He's the general manager of our station here. So everybody in the front is doing okay? All right. Everybody in the back doing okay?
All right.
All right. Then let's play Jeopardy. We got to find two contestants. Hold on a second.
Wait, calm down.
Hold on. Before we play Jeopardy, first thing we got to do, open the door. To which my psychotic personality is being announced for today's game.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? Oh, this is great, Alino. Great to be here in Alino. You know, with blackjack and trap and all the casino games in Alino. It's great. Yeah, I heard about Mustang Lance. You take off with Mustang Lance, so Hopsing have sex?
Oh, Hopsing, I forgot how much you love sex.
Hopsing, love sex. Hopsing go to a Mustang Lance. So we have a good time. We get a big hot tub party with a girl. Hopsing a backup and then have sex with girl.
Yeah, perhaps that could be arranged, Hopsing.
Oh, that's great. Great to be in Lino. Lino Nevada. And Hopsing, I love Lino. I love Lino, love Lino.
Now, do you have family in Reno? Because maybe it's just me, but has anybody noticed that everybody that works in this casino seems to be Japanese or Chinese?
Oh, that's good.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, good with a number. Very quick, a mathematical mind.
And I never asked you, what is your last name? Is it Lee? Is it Wang?
Sing.
Hop Singh. First name Hop, second name Singh.
I thought Hop Singh was your first name.
No, Hop Singh. Just like Johnny Smith, Hop Singh. Mr. Hop Singh. You're the...
What you got that, Joe?
You do not. You engineer. You shut up. Hop Singh. Mr. Hop Singh. Hop Singh. Hop first name.
Hop first name.
You call me my friend, I'm Steve. You'll say, Hop, how are you?
Oh, so like...
I say, how are you, Joe?
So that would be like every time I talk to Buzz, if I called him up and I said, hello, Buzz Burbank, so I should actually start just saying, hey, Hop.
Hey, Hop. Yeah, hop along.
Hey, Hop.
Hop along, Singh.
Your middle name is Along?
Hop around, no. I just joke with you.
Oh.
Happy day to you until we meet again.
Happy Hop. I love you, Hop Singh.
Big Hop.
I love you.
With this crowd.
Now, Hop Singh, what we want to do is pick out two contestants to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes.
Now, hold on a second. See if you're with me on this first contestant, Hop Singh.
Yeah, this first contestant.
I spot a woman who looks very smart. Right there. You, lady. No, hold on. No, next to her.
Hello, lady. Oh. Yeah. You look like you're going to be a contestant. You have to come up on stage.
You got to come up. Come up here. We have to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah, you come up. We get a special. You got a Hawkeye down here.
Yeah,
anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You got Hawkeye. Hey, Don.
Yes, Hopson.
After we play a robot Jeopardy.
Yes, Hop.
Hopson, do a good job, okay?
If you do a good job.
Will you take a Hopson to a Mustang Ranch so Hopson has sex?
Yeah, all right. If you do a good job, we'll take you and have sex.
All right.
Well, hi, lady.
Hello, lady.
Now, what are you just working out or what?
Relaxing.
Right. Relaxing.
Is this outfit that you wear to a workout?
Yes.
And also to a Lee Rock?
Right.
You know who Lee Rock's in that outfit?
Right.
Oh, you
outfit
looks
good.
Can I make a comment? I'm sitting up here. Anybody else in here hot? Is anybody sweating?
Yeah, warm. Very warm in here.
I would say if you...
I know a joke you're going to make. You say she looks really cheery.
She does look chilly to me.
Hot thing right here when radios get cheery.
You know, it reminds me of that...
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Anybody hear that picture we were talking about yesterday on the show?
Oh.
A picture that Carl Grossman sent us?
That was great. Speaking of picture, if Hop Singh do a good job after he goes to Mustang Ranch,
yes.
You give Hop Singh book about sex?
All right, Hop Singh.
Hop Singh loves sex.
Cool. Now, do you think you're qualified to play Low Budget Jeopardy?
Yes.
Have you heard us play before?
Yes.
Most of the questions very easy?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a contestant.
Yes.
That's good. Good choice, Don Geronimo.
Thank you.
Great headlights.
Now we got to get a guy.
Oh, boy.
We got to get a guy to play against her.
Why do we have to get guys? Why don't we get two ladies?
I guess you're right, Hop Singh. We could pick another lady now, couldn't we?
We could pick another lady, but there are a lot of guys probably will get angry.
You know what?
To see.
You know what? Being as we're doing it live, we could do it like the real Jeopardy. We could have three contestants.
Three contestants?
We could have three.
Let's get three contestants, and then we all go to Mustang Ranch and have sex.
Right. All right. All right, how about, Sherry, would you please pick a fella out of the crowd?
Yeah, I got to go with this guy right here, this guy with the Don and Michael.
Right over here.
All right.
Yeah.
You, okay, Joe.
Come on up. He's kind of hyperactive.
Oh, you look like you're hyperactive.
Yeah. Now we need one more lady.
One more lady. Okay,
how about you right there? Stand on the stool. Come on up here.
Come on, lady.
Come on up here. Let's find out about this lady. Now, Hop Singh, or rather, I should say, Hop.
Yeah, you call me Hop, you call me Ralph Manchin, you call me Hop.
Hop,
yeah.
Oh, hold on, here comes our third contestant.
Oh, everybody loves somebody sometime.
Hi, lady.
Hello, lady. That is nice vest. You look good in vest. You
hello.
Look, you make that vest look good.
Hi, what? Oh, it's the lady that gave us the army soldier.
Oh. You got keys for Hop Singh?
Oh,
geez.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. What's your name, lady?
Barbara.
And Barbara, where are you from?
Reno.
What do you do?
I'm a sales rep.
Okay, have a seat up here, please.
I got to tell you.
What, Hop Singh?
I got to tell you, Barbara, Hop Singh, Rob Lino. I
love
Lino.
Well, we love you.
Oh, good.
Let's also interview the guy.
Hey,
hi. Yes, what's your name, sir?
My name is Mike Brown.
And, Mike, what do you do up here in Reno?
I work for the Air National Guard Fire Department.
Oh, you got a rough voice. You sound like you're goggled with Reno.
I've been yelling all day.
Well, you got some lung butter? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Is this simply from the yelling and screaming all day?
Simply. From yelling.
You sound like a tough guy with a gravelly voice.
No tough guy.
No tough guy? Nice guy?
Nice guy.
Okay.
Very nice guy.
Way to go,
Joe. Now, you three will be playing the game. I'm not quite sure how we're going to work this out yet with three contestants.
I'm not sure either, but that's what we do. We call that... Improvise.
What?
Improvise.
Improvise.
I'm
he's saying improvise.
Oh, improvise.
Yeah, number one sounds better.
Sanskrit.
I speak a lot of buzz with translation.
Oh, God.
And who knows, maybe later tonight you and Daryl can go to the Mustang Ranch together.
Is that Daryl? We go to Mustang Ranch outside?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. This town, you know, is hot. We are naughty town.
Now, listen, if you go... And you go to the Mustang Ranch and you have your sex.
Yeah, I have sex at Mustang Ranch.
My question is, can you come back? Can you come back to my room tonight? Can you fix me some of that famous chicken and broccoli ring?
Oh, chicken and broccoli for you special.
Yeah.
I leave it up special. I travel with a walk.
Excuse me?
He travels. I travel with a walk. Thank you. How do you understand this? I don't understand. I travel with a walk. I have a walk.
Oh, you travel with a walk.
That's the thing you cook food in.
Right.
I have a walk in a suitcase. Okay. I take out a cookie burgery for you.
Well, please do. We will play Low Budget Jeopardy with these three people dressed as they are. Would you be more comfortable if you took that thing off from around your waist?
John, you didn't even ask me my name. You were too concerned about my body.
That's typical.
Yeah.
That's typical of everyone on the show.
What's your name?
Deanna.
Yeah, all right.
We'll
play with Deanna and Deanna Troy. And you're naming it Mike and Barbara.
Barbara.
Okay. We'll play a low budget Jeopardy with these three folks. Please stay with us. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses here in the El Dorado.
God bless you all.
And we'll be right back. Sabrina.
Radio Lisa.
The Don and Mike.
Now, back to the show.
Willing to go that extra mile for our listeners.
We got one late, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, I want to say a special hello to Dennis Murphy, who unfortunately could not be with us today.
Ah, what a shame. Dennis really wanted to come on this trip.
You know, we wanted to bring Dennis, too. I just don't know. We didn't hear from Dennis in time to bring him along.
I mean, Dennis didn't want to come on trip.
I was going to say, what happened to Hopster?
Stupid, Mike. Oh, he bought a character. What an idiot.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy right here and right now. Here we go.
Down there, okay.
Okay, we've got three contestants. And now let's turn it over to Hop Singh, or Mr. Singh.
Mr. Singh, you call me Mr. Singh, Joe.
Hello, Hop.
Hello, Donnie.
Hello, Joe.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. You ready to get this guy?
Yes, and incidentally, you might want to ask Daryl, what is the magic password for today's show, Daryl? The word is nubile.
Nubile!
That is the word nubile.
I know. That word about sex, right?
Yes, that is the word about sex. You might want to ask Daryl about that later.
Okay, well, we go to one thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering a studio is a firefighter from Fernley.
Fernley?
From Fernley?
Fernley.
Fernley. Red on the high to Michael Brown.
Hello, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. And now entering studio is a housekeeper. A housekeeper from Alino. Raise that high to Deanna Cooper.
Oh, hello, Deanna.
And now entering studio, contestant number three, a sales lip from a spa. Let's say hi to Barbara Gaton.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
And now entering studio, he's a host of a Low Budget Jeopardy.
Sing a song.
Let's say hi to Alice Rebecca Geronimo.
Thank you, Hopsy. Thank you, studio audience. Hello. Michael, Deanna, Barbara, kids, listen, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, okay? Now, when we play it on the phone with two people, it's very easy. Someone's going to have to remind me how we used to do it when we used to do live shows all the time.
Oh, easy. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, you start with whoever you start with. You pick the person.
That would be
start.
Deanna. Deanna will be the person we start with.
Then you ask the question. If the first person can't answer the question,
right.
The other two have to raise hand. Whoever raise a hand first, that's the one you pick, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
Hey, and before we play the game, aren't you two ladies from KPLY in your 10 minutes up?
I think so.
They're in the front row.
You're tricky. You're title tricker. Oh,
give me two stuff. More. I want Thelma and Louise right back here. I see you two girls.
Thelma,
yeah,
Louise.
That's you. Come on. Is that the lady that was drunk on the wine before?
Yeah, that's the lady who was drunk on wine. You don't want her up front. She throw up.
No, it's too late. Let them come up.
Oh, Donnie, they're going to throw up on people.
Come on up, Thelma and Louise.
What we're trying to do is move the people who can't get up to see the show. We're trying to move them in and out every once in a while.
That's right. You're a great world cruiser master.
Well, thank you, Hop.
You're welcome, Adon.
And Michael, Deanna, Barbara, please don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Here are the categories, and they are new movies.
Oh, that's good. I like new movies about sex. Disclosure.
I like that movie. Demi Moore with Brad.
These men... Hobson, you might want to watch the ad-libs. You might be giving away some of the answers here.
Oh, sorry about that. I apologize. I see I got all the answers. I look over your shoulder.
These guys have IQs under 75.
That's a good one.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, boy. That's a great category about special Donnie Mike Lisano.
States and capitals.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. And on this date in 1976.
What's that category?
Those are the category. One more time.
Yeah,
new
more
movies.
Yeah.
These guys have IQs under 75.
Hey,
buddy.
Yeah.
States and capitals.
I so.
And on this date in 1976. That's an ancient Chinese secret of yours.
Oh, I tell you. You know what I think tonight?
What?
That Michael Mara will be getting a lot of Dira 21.
What do you think so?
Oh, after doing this impression, I think that Michael Mara, he big time screwed.
Those are the categories. Deanna. Hey, Deanna, we'll start with you. Would you mic her, please, Deanna? Thank you. Deanna, pick, please.
New movie.
Okay, for one, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. This new movie, with lots of hot sex, stars Demi Moore. Oh, my. She's living up to every expectation I had of her.
Okay, Barbara, your chance to steal.
What is Disclosure?
Yes, Disclosure. Sorry, Joe. That $1 for you, Barbara.
You know what? I guess it didn't matter that you gave that one away.
Well, it'd be amazing, huh, Joe?
Barbara, you are in control.
New movies for two, please.
That's it. Stars Gina Davis. The movie looks like it really sucks. Please, no help from the audience.
I don't know.
Anybody else?
Michael?
Hold on a second now. Lady, you know what? Hold on. Time out. You two have just given up your front row seat.
There you go.
Listen to this. We gave them the seat and they... Come on, move to the back.
You're out of here.
Move to the back.
Move to the back. Go on.
You, sir, right there. And you, lady in the red. And you, the guy right... You, too.
You come up front.
You, sir, with the shirt. And you, lady in the red.
That's what happens when you drink so much wine.
There they go. They don't care. They're still happy. Yeah, please don't yell out the answers, though. What? Can you, no, you can't have a T-shirt.
Lady, you interrupt game. This serious business.
What do you have to go to the bathroom or something? Wait, do you see how she's jumping up and down?
Yeah, she keeps touching her breast.
What are you doing with your shirt?
I'm seeing it might be torn off. What's that?
Oh, you love your sex.
I love sex books.
Have a seat, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for sitting all the way in the back. Hope you like things up front up here.
Okay. It was number two question. Michael and Deanna, chance to steal. Anyone?
What is the specialist?
No, Michael.
I love this girl. I love you, Deanna. Michael, no idea. It's speechless.
And the Barbara, that means you, Barbara, still in control, Barbara.
New movies for three, please.
All right, this new movie stars Jeff Daniels.
Michael, Deanna, your chance to steal.
What is Dumb and Dumber?
That was what you get.
Correct. $1 for you, Deanna. You're in control of the board. You select a card.
Pick another one, Deanna. Hey, Deanna, are you old enough to be in here? How old are you?
22. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Okay.
For one.
My favorite category.
He is head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Barbara or Michael. Michael, you had your hand up first.
Mr. Swing, I would say Buddy Ryan.
Not in the form of Buddy Ryan.
No. Barbara, your chance to steal.
Barbara, yes.
What is Buddy Ryan? Who is Buddy Ryan?
All right, I think we know what he is. Yeah, give him the money.
$1, Barbara, and you in control of the board.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, for two.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
He's a legendary drummer. Please, no help from the crowd. Please.
Michael, your chance to steal.
Michael, I don't know.
Oh, now, did he raise his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, he raised his hand, and then he put it down, and now I come through.
Well, then we should take $2 away from him.
He don't got no money, Joe.
Then put him at minus two. But feel like real Jeopardy. Minus two. You owe us $2, Mike.
Minus two. Barbara, you get question first.
Barbara, you did you already get this one wrong? Oh, you didn't answer? Okay, then go ahead. You want to...
No, but it was...
Oh, no, it was her first. No,
she got the...
Y'all get it wrong. It's Buddy Rich.
And Barbara, you in control of the boat. Nobody, nobody is. What a bummer for three.
Nobody
Buddy
except Mike. All right, hey, Buddy for three. He wrote on the Alan Brady Show.
Alan Brady.
Don't.
Deanna or Michael, you're trying to steal. Come on, this game like brain dead.
No, anybody in the crowd know? That's Buddy Farrell.
And yes. Barbara, you in control of the board.
Barbara, here's what we have left. We have guys with IQs under 75, states and capitals, and on this date in 1976.
Oh, 76?
Yes.
Okay, states and capitals for one, please.
Okay,
IQ.
I will tell you the capital. Oh, state, rather. You tell me the capital.
And no audience, no shout out, answer. Very fine.
Oh, I hate these.
For one, Wisconsin.
Des Moines. What is
not in the form of a question. And Barbara, Des Moines is in Iowa.
Michael or Deanna, your chance to steal. Michael, your chance to steal.
Michael, you raised your hand. I would just like to say that this is my tribute to the American educational institutions.
Yeah, way to go. Everybody are real smart. Deanna, your chance to steal.
Deanna, do you want to take a shot at it?
No.
She doesn't even want to try. No, it's Madison.
Madison,
Wisconsin. Now, they both got it wrong, so you should take money away from them.
You tell me how much to take away, and I do your bidding.
You take away one from her and one from him.
One from Deanna and one from Mike?
No, Deanna didn't answer. One from Barbara and one from Mike.
Oh, now we stop surprising. I've seen not got much ability to do that, Joe. We never do. You just
right.
Say they're wrong and you move on with game.
All right, okay.
Oh, I'm sold.
I'm sold.
I'm sold.
Bureau
has
21. Okay. Go again, Barbara, please.
State and capital for two, please.
Okay, it's the capital of Rhode Island.
Oh, he's got it.
Michael, your chance to steal.
What is Providence?
Yeah.
Is that $2? Ooh, that's $2.
That means, Michael, you're back to zero.
And Michael, Mike, you're in control, Mike.
Direct another game.
Give me the state capital for three, please.
Okay, for three. It's the capital of Illinois.
What is Springfield?
Springfield, hey, you got it right.
$3 for you, Michael.
Wait a minute, Michael. You're out to be hard.
Buzz, with your raised eyebrows, what was your raised eyebrows saying to me?
Well, I heard someone in the crowd call out Simpsons just before he answered.
Oh, really? Who
said that? I don't know if that helped him or not.
Someone over here? Who was it? Who was it? You're out, sir.
Oh, that's so unbelievable.
You're out. You got to give up your seat.
He's standing, Joe.
Because then oh, he's standing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so take his feet off. I guess we don't have an answer for that.
He has to remove his band.
All right, Mr., please don't yell out the answers.
Please.
Let's see, we have left guys with IQs under 75 on this date in 1976. And Mike, you're in charge.
Give me this date in 1976, please.
Okay, on this date in 1976.
Excuse me, what is
Julie, what? Here's Julie. Can you talk into the microphone, please?
I'm setting the green down here, and you need to pick some of my people over on this side.
What did you bring us here?
Oh, Hans, see, only think about one thing right now. You know what that is, Joe?
What's that, hot sex?
Hans, see, think about only one thing right now, and that is cleavage. Wow, that's cleavage.
Well, I tell you, those waitresses. They've fallen out of those uniforms.
Oh, they have seen fly. Oh.
Thank you for the DM, whoever sent it up. It's a tasty one.
Oh, that's good. Huh. Hair of the dog, that beat me.
Okay, on this day in 1976, Mike, this was the number one book written by Alex Haley.
What is...
Yeah, now, hold on a second. Everybody, can we please keep it in our pants? Please?
Please keep it in your pants.
Yeah, that's right. It's Roots, even though everybody yelled it out. Give him a ding.
$1 for you, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah, 1976, please.
Okay, this was the number one TV show in 1976, starring a woman who could put 8 tennis balls in her mouth.
What?
Barbara, your chance
Wonder
to steal. Barbara, your chance
Bonnie
to...
Bonnie Franklin and Mackenzie Phillips and Barbara Vanelli or whatever her name is.
Deanna, your chance to steal.
Come on, Deanna.
Come on, Deanna.
What?
I think this is before my time.
Joe, one day at a time.
and that means Michael. Michael, you're in control of the board.
Give me 1976 for free, please.
All right, this is the number one song of this day in 1976 by Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart. Anybody?
Deanna or Barbara? No. No. Oh, Jojo.
You got it, sir? What is it? No.
No.
No. Tonight's the night. Yeah, you got it, sir. Oh, tonight's okay. The night.
Ah, and now, Michael, you stay in control.
Give me IQs for Anderson.
Mike, you might find your name in here. Guys with IQs under 75. Here you go, Mike. Life is like a box of chocolates. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Deanna, you sent Lucille.
What is Forrest Gump?
Yeah, he's a Rebo, but yes, that's right.
$1 for you, Deanna.
Mike, I cannot believe you didn't know that.
I never did.
You've never heard anybody say life is like a box of chocolates?
Oh,
never heard it before.
You just sit over there and you be blissful in your ignorance.
Okay, Deanna.
IQ is under 75 for two.
Okay. He is the guy that's running our board back at the station, and he's our chief phone screener.
Who is Bobo Stewart?
Michael, your chance to steal.
I say Rabe. Who is Rabe?
Barbara, your chance to steal.
No, of course, it's Charles Boyhill.
Deanna, you're still in control of the board.
IQ's under 75.
Okay, guys with IQ's under 75. A round of applause for the last question on the board. All right,
game moving real fast.
Guys with IQ's under 75. He's the general manager of our Reno radio station.
What is Stu?
Someone yelled that out.
Michael, you're trying to steal.
What is Stu Colton?
Stu Colton, yes.
All right, way to go. $3 for you.
And that would be the end of the first round. Mercifully, the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yay!
Give me some music there, Charlie. Hop Singh, what is Mr. Singh?
Yeah, Mr. Singh, come here.
What is the score as we go into the final round?
At the end of the first round, Michael had a $7. Deanna have a $4.
Okay.
And a Barbara have a $2.
All right, now listen. You all have to bet it all. And I want you to write your answers down. And don't forget to write them in the form of a question, okay? The final Low Budget Jeopardy category is Super Bowl trivia. I know you're all big football fans. And here's the answer. They were the first American Football League team to win a Super Bowl. They won Super Bowl number 3. Okay, in the form of a question... They were the first American Football League team to win a Super Bowl. They won Super Bowl number 3. Please keep it in your pants in the crowd. And good luck.
All contestants on the Robert D. Jeopardy receive a new Hopkins cookbook called I Love Broccoli. You'll get the broccoli recipe from all over the world. Broccoli with a cheese. Broccoli with a noodle.
I love broccoli.
Broccoli with cauliflower. Eat all broccoli and all for you, Joe. Read this book, and I'm sure that you will love broccoli as much as I do, Hopkins. I love my broccoli, Joe. And now back to the final Robot in Jeopardy with Alex Geronimo.
Thank you, Hopkins.
All right.
Thank you. Now we're going to go to the final round. Who do I want to talk to first here?
You want to go to a raw woman on totem pole? He's a Barbara.
Barbara, and hand your answer over, please. I would be glad to read it. The answer is, in the form of a question, what did you write down?
Who are the Dallas Cowboys?
Who are the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, no. That's such a cute answer. Oh, come on. She's a girl. That's a cute answer. Now we'll go to Deanna.
That knocked you out of game, Barbara. I'm a little sorry for you.
Deanna wrote, who are the Raiders?
No.
A good guess, though, Deanna.
I'm sorry. That knocked you down to 0-2, Deanna.
A good guess, Deanna. And, Deanna,
that knocked you out of game, Barbara. I'm real sorry for you.
Deanna wrote, who are the Raiders?
No. Good guess, though, Deanna. I'm sorry, that knocked you down to 0-2, Deanna.
A good guess, Deanna. And Mike, he wrote, what is Kansas City Chiefs?
No.
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 Oh, now listen, look at the guys, look at the people that are hostile in the audience. They're gone nuts.
Yeah,
who is it, guys?
Yeah,
that's the New York Jets.
New York Jets.
It's the New York Jets. That means that this is the kind of game that only Ken Stevens can run.
That's what I told him. No one gets no money. What a bummer.
Nobody gets any money. Hey, hit the music, Charlie Broyhill.
And listen, don't go away mad. Just please go away, Deanna, Michael, and Barbara. And listen to these gifts that Hop Sing has for you. Hey, Charlie, you got some music for me?
First of all, here are your parting gifts, Barbara, Deanna, and Michael. It's the brand new CD, a soap opera Christmas. From RCA Records.
Hold on, let me get you some music.
Yeah, I'm seeing music for Saturday. It's real hot.
I don't think I brought the Chinese music with me. Hold on, let me hear it.
That's okay. It's a German polka, Hopson. Hey, the brand new CD of Soap Opera Christmas from RCA Records and BMG Music. It contains timeless Christmas classics sung by your favorite daytime star. Courtesy of ABC Daytime.
Listen to these people. They are actually clapping to this German polka music.
Hey, but wait. There's more. You want a taste of a Diet Coke, the official liquid refreshment of the Johnny Mike Show. Right on. No money. Diva has 21.
And listen, you're all very nice. Michael, Deanna, Barbara, thank you for coming up here and playing the game.
Thank you for them.
That's one of the booze from the audience.
Okay.
And I know who Forrest Gump is.
Hop Sing all gone now?
Oh, Hop Sing, and yes, you did a fantastic job.
So Hop Sing gets now to go to a Mustang Ranch and have a sex?
You may go to the Mustang Ranch and have some sex.
With a good Joe.
We'll have some sex books for you later.
Thank you, Joe.
Hop Sing, as always, has been beautiful. Please always remember, never forget.
Nobody's the Japanese production of
Kodan Incorporated and be distributed by SeaWorld. I gotta go have a
sex.
Jesus.
Out the door.
Well, the door's shut already. The door's shut already. Gerald, turn that music back up.
Yeah, let's get some clapping going here as we go to the break.
Hoopah!
I think when we come back, we're going to be giving the keys to the city. We'll also get Buzz Burbank's news, and in the next hour, we'll pick the pros with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee!
We are live from Reno. Come on back. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quiet. Today's Don and Mike Show comes live from the El Dorado. Come join the fun with K-Play 1270. Now, back to the show.
Listen to... Here's more with that damn Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you dirty man. Heavenly High, we're back. Yeah! Yeah! Some great radio stations like these. WERE, Cleveland, Ohio. KZBS, Eugene, Oregon. And 106.7. WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. It has been a packed house all day in Reno.
Man, this has been a blast. Okay.
I only hope that the good people listening in Sacramento treat us half as good on Monday.
Half as good will be fine with the way we've been treated here today.
Monday we'll be in Sacramento. We'll be at McGee's, which is in Citrus Heights, California.
Sunrise Boulevard.
And we'll be playing strip trivia. We'll need five guys and five gals. That'll be Monday in Northern California. But yep, we got a whole weekend in front of us in Reno.
I was going to suggest that if we could arrange it, we should just bring this audience to Sacramento.
That'd be great. Well, we're going to pick the pros here in a second with Jerry Lee. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. Buzz Burbank with news also, and we're going to try to go around the room one more time with a wireless microphone. But first, I believe we are about to be presented the keys to the city.
My God, what an honor.
Let's welcome Tom Herndon.
Hi, Tom.
Council member, Ward 1 from the city of Reno. Now, why is this guy getting booed?
Now, are you booing just because he's a politician? Is that why?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, listen, Tom, we have...
They love me, guys. They love me.
We have certainly no animosity towards you. Tom, you're on the council. What do you do in the city of Reno?
Well, some say I'm part of the problem, guys, but I'm part of the solution.
There you go. That's a political answer right there. Now, where is the mayor? We understand that the mayor is out of town.
He's hiding out.
Now, didn't we hear his name was Pierre or something like that?
The mayor's back at the station.
Mayor is Pete Ferrazza. Not that mayor, Mike.
Oh,
other mayor.
I'm sorry.
and he's out of town or just didn't want to come see us?
Yeah, there's an ugly rumor out there that Pete got married again.
Oh.
Well,
Oh, the Reno likes to track him with you on this one. I'm not sure what's going on.
What is the mayor of Reno, is he a shaky character?
Hold on, what was that, sir? What?
The mayor of Reno, his wife was in. Anybody got a copy of that? When was she in Playboy? 2 years ago? She good looking? Yeah. She dumped him or did he dump her? She dumped him.
That's better than our home city of Washington. Our mayor was in jail.
But I tell you what, I'd like to have seen his wife in Playboy, the lovely Effie Berry.
Oh, yes, his ex-wife, Effie Berry.
Man, could she make pigs in a blanket.
Wow.
Tom, I believe that there's a proclamation you'd like to give us at this time. Tom?
Stand up,
please, Tom.
What a wonderful, warm crowd. They're shooting with the utmost. Stand up.
They love me.
They want a
clean shot is what they want.
All right.
I don't know if I'd kid about that if I was you.
All right, are you ready to go, Tom?
Come on, Tom. Lay it on.
Go for it, Tom.
Whereas the Don and Mike show has been termed outrageous, whereas you're one of the most popular shows in the country.
It is not the most popular show in the country.
Whereas you're certainly the most popular show in Reno.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Right.
No doubt.
Whereas, on behalf of the city of Reno and the mayor, Pete Ferrazza, we welcome you.
And his wife.
He has one.
And his wife that was in
Playboy. Folks, nobody's confirmed it yet, and Pete's out of town, so we can't tell.
All right.
I understand his new wife is going to appear in the pages of Swank magazine.
Pete's been known to have some good-looking wives.
Has he really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, like a harem, huh? That's terrific. Is that it?
That's the proclamation.
That's the proclamation.
So what, hold on, is it Don and Mike Day today or what?
I think I can declare it Don and Mike Day on behalf of the
mayor. Don and Mike Day in Reno.
Okay. All right, thank you. I was under the impression that it was a year already.
A year, Don and Mike Day. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom Herndon.
Thank you, Tom. A nice round of applause for Tom.
You want it, Tom. Where's the key?
Can we get the key?
Where's the key, baby?
Do you have the key?
I think Pete hit the key.
Oh, he hit the key.
He hit the key.
Yeah, that's great. Not even little lapel pin.
Well, thank you.
We got to come up with a key, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was really great.
Let me urge all of you to re-elect Tom Herndon.
I could loan you guys my key.
That's all right, Tom. Don't worry. Get him off the
stage. Thanks a lot. Get him off the stage.
Thank you, Tom.
Get him out of there.
I gotta let you in on something. He was that whereas stuff. He was making it up. He didn't have anything with him.
You know what he's looking at? He's looking at a list. Some guy brought us a list of movie posters. He was looking at. He wasn't even reading off the list. Yeah. I mean, he was making that up.
Whereas.
Look at the piece of paper he was. We can get a. Where is Mike Mendoza? Is that you, Mike, from Sacramento? Are you the guy that has all the movie posters?
Yeah.
Listen to this. He says we can get Absence of Malice, The Accidental Serious, Against All Odds, Agnes of God, Airplane, All of Me, The All-Nighter, All the Right Move, April Fool Day, Baby, Batman, Best Defense, Best Friends, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Wow.
Hey, thank you.
This is
the list that the guy from the city arena was supposedly looking at when he was giving us the keys to the city.
Do you want to read a few more on there that are on that list?
You know, I love a list.
You love a list more than anybody else.
The only list I like is a list of boobs and stuff. Hey, Diane, as long as you're out there.
Oh, hold on. Here comes another one of our big-breasted waitresses.
Yeah, hello. How are you? Oh, a drink for Buzz and Sherry right in the ice room.
That's very nice.
Buzz and Sherry from Tom and John over there, my section.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Tom and John.
That is Julie. Hey, Diana, as long as you're out there, why don't you roam with that microphone for a second? Is there anybody that wants to say something on the radio hasn't had a chance yet, huh? Let's go right here. How you doing?
Good. How's things?
Yeah, just great, thank you.
General consensus is we want to tell you that Diana is a nice wife.
A
nice wife?
Listen, I'll tell you this. She got a hell of a turn.
We got mommy, we got slice.
That's great. Wow. Right. Comparing Diana to a pizza, how nice is that?
My pleasure.
Diana, what a nice slice. Hey.
Every day you guys thank us for listening to you, but we need to be the ones to thank you because you guys make our lives more enjoyable.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop it, you kook. You're a nut.
I'm going to cry.
You're a nut. Diana, over there in the corner. You, sir, standing up. Well, what can we do for you?
Hold on. Diana will make her way to you with her wonderful slice.
I just wanted to say you guys are great. And I'm a paramedic, and I can get you the real morphine and the real Demerol and the real Valium.
I'll bring it on, sir.
We'll be enjoying that on Monday's show, and we'll be going, hey,
thank you. Hi.
Yeah, I have two things here. First, a friend of mine back there has a record for you. He owns Recycled Records, and he wants to give you a record.
No plugs, I know.
Secondly, I want you to ask the Reno dispatcher where the DUI checkpoints are tonight.
Ah.
Well, it is a party town, isn't it?
It is. Thank you, my friend. Hey, you with the dynamite shirt. Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say two things. Doesn't Dee Dee Skank feel really stupid right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah, we hope so.
And my wife still needs a T-shirt for her boss
get
the day off.
All right, give that guy a T-shirt. Thank you, my friend. Anybody else? Anybody else that hasn't had a chance to say anything yet? Hey, Diana, can you work your way over to this side of the room? Look at her go. Yeah, right over there, sure. Hi.
Hi, actually, my friend Scott Harrison introduced me to you guys only 3 days ago. I hadn't been a listener, but Scott Harrison needs to be saying the hello to all his friends in Sacramento. And my name's Matt Thomas.
All right, Matt.
Thank
nice
you
to
guys.
Meet you.
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Anybody, where'd Diana go? She's been swallowed up by the crowd again?
She's right there. She's right down there.
Hey, Reno loves your show, and to Jeff of the Air Guard, chocolate pie.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. All the way in the corner. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Don and Michael.
Hi, baby.
Oh, it's her again.
Oh, it's the drunk lady.
No. Not the drunk lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. You look like a drunk lady.
Hey, Don. This is Marcus here. You guys are doing an excellent job, and I just have one request.
Yes, Marcus.
We want Charlie Stewart Stavlak.
I believe Charlie can come by for just a second, huh?
Yeah. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Charlie. Charlie,
oh my God, this is great. There are lots of ladies walking around here, Don.
Yes, Charlie, how is your thing?
Well, don't talk about my thing, my God, it's great. I'm really happy to be here. I just thought I'd come by and say hi to you. Hi, sir, how are you?
Okay, bye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Charlie. John, bye now. Take the pole, son of
a... Hi, Charlie. And how about the guy up front here? Come here now. You said you would give up your front row seat to say something on the radio. Come up here, then.
All right.
You've got to talk right into Sherry's microphone.
Here he comes.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Dave Gaunt. I'm an entertainer here in Reno.
What kind of entertainer are you, Dave?
Well, we don't like to say musician. Cause
entertain me.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Do some of your best stuff.
Entertain me right now. Be my court.
Well, I can do an impersonation for you.
Oh, well, you know, I kind of do the impersonation.
No, you'd like this
show,
one.
You know, and,
you'd like this one. It doesn't go over on the radio. It has to be done live.
All right, go on.
It's my impersonation of Elvis.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my impersonation of Elvis.
Okay.
Well, you suck. He's just laying on the ground.
Whoa!
You got on the radio. Now, give up your seat.
What? We're playing tonight, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, listen, we got to give his seat to someone in the back now. As the crowd yells, you suck, we got a break for spots.
All right, at the Western Village.
We will be right back to pick the pros with Jerry Lee Lewis. Please stay with us live.
Radio.
It's Don and Mike Day. Join them now at the El Dorado and listen to K-Play 1270. Now, back to the show.
The real reason Mike Elizer had a triple bypass. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. All right. Live in Reno. Be here for a while more at the El Dorado. You know, the people at our local Reno station, KPLY, K-Play, have done a fantastic job promoting the fact that we're going to be here.
Yeah, they put this whole thing together, and we're happy to be here.
Getting the word out, and there are... you people want Eagles concert tickets? Is that it? You guys listen to our show? Beautiful. Look at this.
All right.
Now, don't they look like they're out of the demo?
Yeah, they look. That's perfect. That's what we like to see. Out of the demo is good.
That's what I love. What's your name, guys?
John Prosser.
And?
Jam.
Hi, and somehow, by listening to our show, you want Eagles concert tickets?
Run.
The poker, I don't even want to ask what that is.
All right, sounds almost obscene.
Have a great time at the Eagles concert. Where are you going to? Sacramento?
Right.
See them? Okay, have a good time.
Thank you.
and thank you so much for listening to our show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for our winners. Hi there,
Mama.
Hey, I'm right here.
It's me, so Jack Frost.
Jack Frost, every time to my house in Palm Springs to be on the next AP All-American football struggle.
Now, before we pick the pros, Stu, the pushiest general manager on the face of the earth, came to me out in the hallway again and said that Glenn is here.
Okay.
Now, Glenn, there's been a lot of controversy about us and you in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Can we get him on the air for a second? Can we put this all to rest, Glenn? Where's Glenn?
There is Diana's coming to you with a microphone.
Here he comes now.
We can put this to rest once and for all.
What's his last name?
Glenn Carano, ladies and gentlemen, right here. There he is.
Thanks for remembering the last name, Mike.
Glenn Carano.
All right.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, guys. Hi, Don. I'm Mike. Welcome to Reno.
Thank you.
Welcome to El Dorado.
Now, Glenn is the guy that we've been talking about on the show, the guy who played for the Dallas Cowboys, the guy that runs the casino here, the guy that we said we didn't want on the show because we wanted Jerry Lee Lewis on, but actually, we do want you on the show. We want to be friends. You run a great casino, and thanks for having us.
It's too late. It's tough enough not to help you out now.
So we totally blew it.
It's way too late.
And they've done that, you know. Well, Glenn, thanks for having us. You've got a great place here.
You guys, congratulations on making a great turnout here in Reno. We're glad to have you. You guys, welcome back anytime. It's official. Don and Mike Day, is it Mike and Don? I mean, who's first?
It's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Wait for years. It's the official Don and Mike Day here in Reno and also at the El Dorado Hotel. And come back anytime.
Thank you, Glenn. All right, you see?
Yeah.
All right.
But don't believe what you're reading the newspaper, folks.
Absolutely. Now, are we ready to pick the pros? Is Jerry Lee online? Let's go back to our studios in Washington and the always able Charlie Broyhill. Charlie, now, let me see. Bart is at basketball practice tonight, so I am sorry. Please, he's a kid. He's just a regular kid. He's not a performer. He's not Cody Gifford, okay? I want him to be a normal kid, for God's sake.
All right.
So picking in the place of Bart will be Cher. Okay, Sherry?
Okay.
All right. Charlie, do we have Rudy Martsky and Jerry Lee Lewis online?
We do have Rudy, but Jerry Lee has not yet called us.
Uh-oh.
Jerry Lee is a no-show? That's unusual.
Now, is there anybody who had... Is there anybody?
I believe now the entire crowd wants to pick the game.
What I was going to say is if there was anybody that ever thought that Jerry Lee would really call us.
I'm not sure. I, for one, am not expressing a great deal of surprise at this moment.
Now, Diana, Jerry Lee was supposed to call you. You had set this up with his management team?
Yeah, and I talked to them like 20 minutes before we went on the air.
Because you know what's going to happen if we can't get Jerry Lee? I'm going to ask Glenn to pick the game.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what they wanted. Stu will be the happiest man on the face of the earth.
What?
It'll be Bob G, the
K-Play
sports guy.
Oh, the K-Play sports guy?
The guy from K-Play? I don't know. All right, sure.
All right, sure.
Now, wait, why is everybody doing that? No? All right, hold on.
Let Glenn and Bob do it together.
Sign out. Listen, buy your applause. Who do you want in case Jerry Lee doesn't come? Do you want Glenn to pick the game? All right, then, if not him, how about this guy, Bob G? That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And how many of you do you think we should pick someone out of the crowd?
Wait, it's a toss-up. I think that Glenn and Bob G should consult.
Yeah, all right, let's get them together. Glenn, can you come up here, Glenn? After we spent the last week saying there's no way in hell we'd let him pick the game.
Yeah, the operative thing would be Glenn if he wants to pick the game.
Glenn?
After all this.
Now, Glenn, you will have the chance to stuff it in our faces if you turn us down.
So,
because Jerry Lee Lewis has backed out on us.
Can we get a microphone out to Glenn?
Is that possible? I think Diana's on the phone trying to find out what happened to Jerry Lee.
Look at Jerry Lee's management. Jerry Lee, not on the ready-to-perform list.
I would ask him if he'd lie to give you the winning pick.
All right, Glenn, you'll do the picks then. That's what we'll do. We'll say Glenn. Now, Bob, did you want to help Glenn?
No.
No, he says no.
Bob is taking his test, so Glenn is going to do the pick.
And Diana, have you heard what the deal is with Jerry Lee? Microphone number two.
No, we're still on the call.
They're waiting.
I'd say that call might be coming around 7:45.
I'd just like to say, if Jerry Lee doesn't call us, we're never going to call his 1-900 number again.
That's right. We will forbid that from the show.
A pox on Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's right.
All right, let's pick the games anyway. Rudy, are you with me? Rudy Martsky.
Yeah, I am.
Here's Rudy Martsky, America's number one TV sports journalist.
Hi, Rudy.
from the pages of USA Today. They're not booing, they're yelling, Rudy.
Bob,
all right, I'm going to pick.
I'm pleased to be on because I once shared a hot tub with Glenn in La Quinta, California.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Wait, do you know anything about this?
Hey, this guy's a nice guy, right? I'm telling you, he's sharp.
Well, whatever.
All right.
Here's the order. We'll be picking the games in Don, Mike, Bart. That would be Sherry picking for Bart. Then Rudy, and then Glenn. And Glenn, would you mind pretending you're Jerry Lee Lewis?
I can fall off a stool pretty fast.
Now tell us a story. When Jerry Lee was performing here in Reno,
Jerry Lee Lewis was here about 10 years ago performing upstairs in our convention center at a concert. He was upstairs playing piano and perhaps might have a few too many whiskeys and fell right off the stool there.
What a charming story that is.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right. Here we go. Let's pick them. We got to pick them fast. We got to pick them high. We got to pick them hard.
All right.
First game, Minnesota at Detroit. This is a Saturday game. This is a no-brainer. Minnesota will win this game. Mike.
I picked Minnesota last week. I think they're going to have a letdown this week, and Barry Sanders is on a roll. I'm going to go with Detroit.
Bart.
I think I'll go with Detroit as well.
Rudy.
I'm going Minnesota. They're going. They're number three team in the whole league.
And Jerry Lee.
Detroit all the way.
All right, next game, also Saturday, Detroit at San Francisco. You know, I thought San Francisco was going to lose last week. They ain't going to lose this week. I'll take the 69ers.
Can't go away from the 49ers. They're going to win this one.
Bart.
I'll take San Francisco.
Rudy.
Yep, 49ers for the Super Bowl.
And Jerry Lee.
49ers for home field advantage right here.
And Jerry Lee, how was your stool today?
I'm waiting for my next drink.
There's some of that famous DM humor. Next game, Atlanta at Green Bay. You know, that Green Bay team, they're a pisser, aren't they?
They are going to confuse you. They're very hard to pick.
I'll take them, honestly. I'll take Green Bay to win this game.
I'm going
to
go along with you. I like Green Bay in this game.
Bart.
I'll take Atlanta.
Oh, man. Come on. He's my 9-year-old son.
Sorry.
Rudy.
Yeah, look, the Falcons play hard enough to lose. I'm taking the Packers.
And Jerry Lee.
And the Packers tighten up the Midwest.
You take Green Bay.
I take Green Bay.
Rudy, let me ask you something before we continue picking the game. When is Jimmy Johnson going to make this big announcement about if he's going to coach or if he's going to stay with Fox?
It'll be about 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 a.m. your time out there that he'll say he's staying at Fox and HBO because he doesn't have the job he wants. The only two jobs he wants are the Dolphins and Tampa Bay.
And now what is this that I read in your column today that NBC is going to scoop him and announce this tomorrow?
Right. Will McDonough's got this story on what Jimmy's doing, so NBC, those spoil sports are going to come on Saturday afternoon about 3:30 Eastern with Will and then before their pregame show for their game and tell what Jimmy's going to do.
Excuse me, Don? Yes. Jerry Lee Lewis is on the line. Well, Glenn, been nice talking to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, guys. Dalton me again. Did it again.
Glenn Carano. Let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry Lee. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry Lee. I said, shake it, baby. Shake it. Can you give us a little
Great Balls of Fire? Can you just say that for us, Jerry Lee, so we know it's you?
Oh, Great Balls of Fire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee, we'll pick it up right in midstream. You'll be picking last year. And, Jerry, we are big fans of your 1-900 number. How long ago did you get that thing started up?
We've been in the desert. I'm very new at that kind of stuff, and I was talking with them, and it's been going about 3 weeks now. About 2 weeks.
All right, let's pick it up, Ron. Okay, here's the next game, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. This is a huge game, and I want you all to watch now. Watch me use my brain. Cleveland will beat Pittsburgh. Mm. Mike.
Boy, Don, you could pick up some ground on me this week because I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. This is the tightest game of the week.
Bart, who do you like?
I like Pittsburgh.
Rudy.
I'm switching. I'm going with the Steelers. They're at home. They'll stifle those Browns.
And Jerry Lee.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee, who do you like, Cleveland or Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm not too up on ball games, but I just can't go ahead with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. All right, Jerry Lee. Hey, I love that movie that they did about you with Dennis Quaid. That movie was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good movie. It's a classic movie. I think Dennis done a good job in it.
Yeah, you endorsed that movie, right? You thought they did a pretty good job on your life.
Well, I thought they done a job. And I wasn't, you know, you never are really satisfied in a movie, but I'll say that Dennis done a pretty good job, yeah.
All right. Next game.
Good call, Glenn.
Next game, Miami at Indianapolis. I will take Miami.
Oh, boy. Stop it. I'm going to take Miami, too.
Miami.
Rudy.
Yeah, I'm going that way. Jim Harbaugh can't beat anybody.
And Jerry Lee.
I mean, I think you're right.
Excuse me, Jerry Lee. What?
You're picking Miami or Indianapolis?
No, I'm picking Miami.
Miami, all right.
Okay, goodness.
Thank you, Jerry Lee.
Next game, New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. No way, you're wrong. I believe in Buffalo. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills.
Here I go again. This is the first pick where I'm betting with my heart and not my mind. I'm going with New England to win this game.
Bardio, who you like?
I like the Bills.
That's why you're my son.
Rudy, who do you like?
Yeah, I've switched in the last hour. I'm going with the homestanding Bills. They win every other game.
Jerry Lee, New England or Buffalo?
I think that probably on that game, I would like Buffalo, yeah.
Buffalo.
Right.
And Jerry Lee, what is your 1-900 number? Do you know, I want to give your 1-900 number a plug here. Do you know what it is?
Well, you go ahead and hear it.
It's a 1-900 Jerry Lee, I think.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
1-900
Tua.
Next, next game, the Los Angeles Rams at the Chicago Bears. Oh, come on, this is so easy. The Bears. I like the Bears.
The Bears big.
Bart.
The Bears.
Rudy.
Yeah, Bears.
Jerry Lee.
I tell you, Kelly, you're getting me off guard on these ball games. I'm not up to hip on ball games. I don't watch ball games at night.
That's right. Just wing it, Jerry Lee.
Hey, Diana, you told Jerry Lee's people he was going to have to pick the games, right? Diana? This is almost turning out to be like the Amazing Crescent. Jerry Lee doesn't really want to pick the games. Hey, Charlie, why don't you put Jerry Lee on hold for a second?
All right. Is he on hold? Charles, is he on hold?
He's holding.
Okay, you want to go back to Glenn?
Yeah, why don't you just disconnect him? Hey, Glenn, you want to keep picking him?
Glenn, can you finish up? We need somebody who knows what they're doing here.
That's Jerry Lee. You know, I'd like to see if we could reschedule him sometime, maybe. Sometime when he's not off his stool. Thank you, sir.
All right.
When he's not off his stool. Here's the next game. San Diego at the New York Jets. San Diego will win this game. Mike.
I agree with you. I think San Diego's going to win this game big.
Bart.
San Diego, please.
Rudy.
Boy, I tell you, I wanted to pick the Jets, but I'll go with San Diego. They got all the incentive. I'll go with San Diego.
Hey, you know, compared to Jerry Lee, you sound rather lucid today, Rudy. Hey, Diana, can we see if we can reschedule Jerry Lee sometime when we're not picking football game? No?
No, I think Diana has written him off the list.
Jerry Lee, who you like?
Weather's going to be a problem on the East Coast, folks. It's the Jets.
Oh, all right. If it's cold. Next game, Tampa Bay. Washington Redskins. I love my Redskins, but I don't think they're going to do it. I'll take Tampa Bay.
I think the Redskins are going to win a game. This could be the big mistake of the week, but I'm going with the Skins.
Bart.
I think I'll take the Redskins.
Rudy.
And this is it. Put it down. The only time all year I pick the Redskins, they got to do it. They're 0-7 at home. They can't lose.
I am so right.
A Bay team twice.
I am so right about this. Jerry Lee, who you like?
Got to stay in the NFC East. The Redskins can't lose twice the Bucs.
This is where I'm going to make up a lot of ground.
Well, I tell you, there's a good chance the way this is shaping up, this could be your week to come on strong.
The Jerry Lee Hotline, 1-900-988-FIRE, 24 hours a day. We'd like to thank Jerry Lee for joining us on the program.
What did you say? How's that, Don?
The next game.
I don't know. I'm not up on the football.
Yeah, hey, Diana, did you tell him it was going to be picking football game?
Yeah, I told him, and then his wife knew and turned all the news.
White.
I don't pick football games. I'm going to tell you about the time I fell off the bar stool.
Here's the next game. Cincinnati at Arizona. Yeah, I think Phoenix is going to the playoffs. I'll take Arizona.
I like Arizona, too, in this one.
Bart.
I'll take Arizona as well.
Rudy.
And I'll take the buddy ball team.
And
Arizona all the way.
All right, we got to move fast here. Houston, Kansas City. I'll take Kansas City.
I like Kansas City in this game also.
I'll take Houston.
Any reason, Bart?
No.
Hey, Bert?
Yes.
I think I might have to give you a bath tonight.
Okay, Daddy.
Rudy.
Yeah,
Rudy.
I'm too far away for a bath, so I'll take Joe Montana and the Chiefs.
I did not offer you the best.
Oh. Jerry Lee.
Go with Joe and the Chiefs.
All right, let me see. New York Giants, Philadelphia. I don't think Philly's going to lose six in a row, and I hate to say it, but I'm a fan of Bobby Brister. I will take Philadelphia.
They're a team in turmoil, and everybody knows that with the Randall Cunningham situation. I like the Giants, but once again, I think I'm going with my heart. I think the Giants are going to win.
This is a week I catch up.
I think it's good, yeah.
I like Philadelphia.
Rudy.
And I'm taking Eagles. They can't be this bad, and I love Bobby.
Who doesn't? And Jerry Lee.
Can I go with the Giants? Dan Reed.
You know, that was the second name I had for Bobby. Bobby. let me see. The Sunday night game, L.A. Raiders, Seattle Seahawks. Yes, Raiders coming on strong. I'll take the Raiders.
I like the Raiders big in this game.
Bart.
How about the Raiders?
Rudy.
Seattle Raiders.
And Jerry Lee.
Raiders to win the division.
And the Monday night game, Dallas at New Orleans. There is no way Dallas is going to lose two games in a row. I'll take the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to be mad and they're going to win this game big.
Bart.
I'll take New Orleans.
No, listen, hold on a second. My Bart, he loves the Cowboys.
Then I'll take Dallas.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rudy.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys.
And Jerry Lee.
Cowboys with my heart.
That's the pick. We got to go. Rudy, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you Monday from Sacramento.
Okay, guys.
All right, bye, guys. Glenn, hey, isn't it funny how things work out, huh?
Thank you very much. I'll sing a song a little bit later on.
All right. That's Glenn. Very nice, man. Jerry Lee Lewis, who knows what his deal was?
I'm not up on the game.
We got to take a break. And when we come back, a last look at the news with Buzz.
I don't even know where I am.
Then we're out of here. Live from Reno. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the Donnie Mike Show. In sports, the Minnesota Vikings can clinch an NFL playoff berth with a victory or a tie against Detroit tomorrow. Also tomorrow, San Francisco can win a home field advantage with a victory over Denver. The top club in the NBA, Orlando, visits the slumping Golden State Warriors tonight. The Magic has a 16-4 record, while the Warriors have lost 8 in a row. Talks to settle the baseball and hockey disputes are still on hold. Baseball talks expected to continue on Monday. Lawyers from the National Hockey League will meet over the weekend. Finally, the O.J. Simpson freeway case was not a great moment in American history, but it was the finest hour for the pizza delivery business. We ordered more pizzas per minute in those few hours than at any other time on record. These are the kinds of things they like to keep track of at Domino's, where they're out with their annual pizza meter. It's an annual summary of the information gathered by the folks who actually deliver the pizzas. And it says a lot about Americans, the kind of stuff you won't find and may not want to find in other reports and surveys. For example, you'd expect people who drive a Lexus to be great tippers. They're not. They are the cheapest customers.
Well,
the best tippers...
Ken Stevens drives a Lexus.
There you go.
He has a fleet of them.
The best tippers drive a Ford Taurus. And here's an interesting statistic. The number of people who answered the door in the nude to pay for their pizza was up last year, up 23% over the year before.
Are they big tippers?
I don't know. 1993, in fact, has been the most eye-popping year for Domino's drivers since the 1980s. Was that a pepperoni, sir, or are you just glad to see me?
All right.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right.
Thank the following people. We want to thank our KTLY staff, Stu Colton, Bob Ramsey, Terry Scott, Didi, and Rick. Thank you. We want to thank the staff at the El Dorado Hotel and Casino and all of the great waiters and waitresses here at the Cabaret Lounge. We want to thank all the people from Fox 21 who came by to film the whole show today. We want to thank and congratulate Sherlene Johnson of Albany, Maryland, and Dan Riley of Woodbridge, Virginia. They both won a portable Kenwood CD player in our Circuit City Toys for Boys promotion. Listen, we'll give away something else from Circuit City next week. And the Jerry Lee Lewis hotline is 1-900-988-FIRE. Call it 24 hours a day.
And most importantly, we want to thank the people of Reno. You guys were fantastic today.
We have never had as good a time. And look at it, I believe we are getting a standing ovation.
This is overwhelming, I tell you. This has been a great day.
We love you. Thank you. We'll see you Monday live from the Big Sack. And what's the name of the place?
McGee's.
Thank you.
We'll be at McGee's in Sacramento on Monday.
That'll be Strip Trivia. Have a great weekend. Don't kill yourselves.
And God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Y'all are great. Thank you for supporting our show.
So long, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Beauty of Siri.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, look, they're closing the curtains.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night. Right.
Just close the curtains on everybody. Thank you, Radio Sponge Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
I also want to say thank you, Daryl. Excellent job with the engineering today, and of course, a big thank you to Radio's number something producer, Diana Stroma. Thank you, Diana, all Radio's number one producer. And also, thanks to Charles Broyhill back at the stage. Sir, the curtain is closed.
The curtain's closed, the show is over, and we let you sit up front.
Get out of here, you.
Hey, nice to meet you. See you later.
Take it easy, bud.
Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you, and we'll see you Monday from the Big Sack.
So long.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye. Cousin Susan, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
The life! This is the best show we've ever done.
The best thing on the radio!
Don and Mike, pick up.
Please, focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time with that by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long. Have a good night.
Adventures in Dixland.
Barney Boy. There go two of the good ones. You set it, Fred.
On the mic. Kick-ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rap, no information.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?